This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to this week's episode of Mamas in Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and I just wanted to jump in here real quick before the episode started to just let you know that last week or the week before, I don't remember when we recorded this, I got to sit in on an episode of What's Up Bro. It is another podcast on the Geek Bro Network that's hosted by Stephanie of Mamas and Merlot, along with our good friend Missy and some guy that I'm married to, my husband, Nary Signs. So I got to sit in on an episode of Woo Bro, and we decided to make it a crossover since two-thirds of Mamas and Merlot was on that episode. It is now a Mamas and Merlot episode. So just wanted to come in here real quick, let you know that the intro is going to be a teensy bit different than usual, but it is also a Mamas episode. So thank you so much for listening. We love your faces, and cheers.
Okay. I agree. She gets stamps.
And we're recording. And welcome to the What's Up Bro podcast.
Did you forget for a second?
No, it's been a long time.
It's been almost 3 months.
I know.
It's been, oddly enough. Let me stop with the intro. let me finish with the intro. I am Nary Signs. With me, as used to be, Stephanie.
Hello.
Ulloa and Missy.
Hey.
Girl with no last name.
Nope.
And then we have my wife, Vanessa.
Hello.
And I am Nary Signs. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did.
All right, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
I'm exhausted.
We know who you are.
I actually, Steph Animea Sr. and I recorded an episode in Australia.
Where
but
is it?
We were on my iPad and we were using GarageBand, which apparently blows because it would stop every like 10-20 minutes because it would reach the capacity of how long you could record a song, because apparently GarageBand is only for music and not meant for fucking podcasting. So it was a mission. The quality is not the greatest, so in that sense.
Weren't you guys also in like a public place?
No. So that's the only, I haven't put it out. I have it and it's an hour long, but I don't want
to.
Huh?
You have to edit it.
No, it's already been edited together.
So just put it out.
Yeah, bro.
Put a little disclaimer at the beginning. Just like,
I did.
This sounds a little weird.
I did. All right. So, anyways, it's been a long time. Thank you guys for coming back and listening to us. Sorry we left you. But Geek Bro has not left you, because between the Mount Geekmore podcast, the Mamas and Merlot podcast, the Shiver podcast, the Talking Geek podcast, comedy fitness podcast, we have not stopped putting out content. So hopefully you subscribe to the geekbro.net podcast network, and you would never have been left alone. So thank you for checking us out. This is What's Up, Bro. It's gonna be weird because we haven't done this in a while.
I know, so, and just so many things that we could talk about, but then we don't have that much time. So
many things.
I'm sorry, I was trying to prevent Missy from poking her own eye out with a corkscrew.
I was pretending.
Why would you prevent that?
Yeah, seriously,
that's a great audio. Podcast.
That was my disability check, bitch.
Because it's visual.
Anyways,
wait, hold on. Yes, let me go Facebook Live.
The sound effects would have been amazing.
That would have gotten us on Ellen.
She would have got you a new eye. Oh,
she would have.
Glass eye. That
correct.
Hello. Just turn off her mic. Does. It's not coming out. That's why.
Oh.
It's not plugged in all the way.
No, it is.
Is her volume in the right place?
Is that better?
See.
Did I die? Am I dead?
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Not okay. Dead, not dead.
She could have given you like a glass eye, and then you're just like, you
or
never know who you're looking
like
for.
A
patch would have been
like,
awesome.
Oh like
gosh, I got a new Ellen patch.
I told Neri this weekend my plan about how I'm going to get on Ellen, and then she's going to get me a job with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting it out there in the universe. Oh,
like the secret.
Do you want to hear how it's going to happen?
Sure, sure.
So I'm going to be in the audience.
We're going to tag Ellen in this.
Yeah, you
we
should.
Need to tag Ellen when we release
so,
this.
So I'm going to be in the audience, okay. And then she's going to call me on stage, and we're going to talk.
Why is she calling you on stage?
Because the universe is on my side.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm on stage and I'm talking to her and I'm telling how much I love her. And
you know, it's not
so
like The Price is Right where they don't just like call random.
Anyway,
people.
Don't kill my dreams, bitch. And so okay, no, I'm on stage and I'm talking
I'm
to her.
Just
and
to
I'm
just trying to follow
telling
your
her,
logic here, sweetie.
I'm trying.
Somebody will have written a letter on her behalf. Okay.
That's fine. That's
so then
that's
we're
fine.
I'm talking to her and then she goes, I hear that besides me, you're a really big fan of Melissa McCarthy. And I tell her yes, because she's awesome and she's great at improv and she's my hero and I'd love to meet her one day just to start. She's and then she's gonna do the Ellen thing where
she's
like,
scares
you want
you? She
no
out of the box.
She's gonna tell
no,
me
Ellen doesn't scare regular people.
No, she doesn't.
She'll scare celebrities.
She'll say, oh, so you wanna meet her one day, what about right now? And then the double doors will open and she'll come out and we'll talk. And long story short, she's gonna let me work for her production company.
And this I'm is moving a very to California. Well thought out plan.
Okay.
I have a lot of time at work.
Clearly.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, did anyone get married this weekend?
No. I don't think so.
Nobody that we should
nobody
care
that
about.
We know
that we should care about, correct.
Because we're
that
American.
Is, that is correct. Well, the monarch.
Well, that's true.
Monarch
the,
or monarchy?
She's, it's tech monarch is single, yeah, singular.
She's the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes.
Duchess of Sussex.
Say that shit when you're drunk, I dare you.
Do we have
I
one?
Dare you. That shit reminded me of Samuel Jackson. Say that shit one more time. I dare you. I fucking double dare you. Say that shit
say
one more time.
One more time.
That's what? From Pulp Friction.
Pulp Fiction?
Fiction.
Pulp.
Not Friction. Wow. The sexual tension is
it,
huh? Fucking coming
been
out.
Been a minute.
Is the porn version.
Never seen it.
I'm making it up. I don't know that exists,
I'm
but I'm sure it does.
Dave, tweet at us.
Let's see.
Dave's in Aries. Forget Nary's Dave.
Fucking Googling it.
Pulp
anyway.
Friction.
Yeah.
What's new in the hood?
Well, I mean, you wanted to talk about the wedding, I guess?
I'm not the only person in the room.
I mean,
I've been there, done that, so it's on you, boo-boo.
I've heard a lot about the wedding.
I mean, I do that
days.
A lot, so... I mean, everybody's right. Always asking, like, well, here's the thing. Like, the whole lead-up was everybody asking me, is like, oh, are you so excited for the wedding? And I'm like... Not really, because they don't show us like the good part that I'd want to see.
Right, the party.
Honeymoon, the fucking
the reception.
I'm with you, girl.
They should show the party. Like, why don't
I thought
they?
You were going to go a different way for a second.
What did you think she was going to say?
He's on that island by himself.
I thought she was going to be like, yeah, I would want to see them fucking.
Oh, no.
No, no,
okay.
He's on that island by himself.
I don't need to see anybody fucking. It's okay.
You guys wouldn't want to see Prince Harry fucking?
I want to see a ginger fuck.
I'm looking at Stephanie.
He's a ginger.
Not her.
No, she's too classy for that.
Not her.
She's not classy
enough. She's too classy for fucking?
For fucking live.
Oh, she makes love. She doesn't fuck.
Well, Missy.
She makes love. She
what are they,
pop.
Five?
Segway.
Can we share with the audience so that they're not lost?
Haven't we told the story?
I don't know.
I
haven't.
There's so many stories to tell.
One time he was trying to be cute and Vanessa said, what are
no,
you,
No, he
five?
Wasn't trying to be cute.
Yes, I was. That's I was cute. Trying to... I
he could have been like, let's fuck.
Well, like he does all
listen,
the time.
No.
Trust me, I want to put my penis in your vagina and throw up in
danger,
it. Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanna, that's Missy not the whole that's not the whole statement.
That is the whole
no,
statement.
No, the statement is I want to put my penis
what
in
your vagina. What did I do? Look what you're doing.
Both of you.
The statement is The statement is, I want to put my penis in your vagina multiple times like it's doing push-ups until it throws up. That's what the statement is. Not just simply.
She has tears in her eyes.
I am appalled.
You guys, this is what I live with.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Hold on. The reason why, this is to the audience more so than the panel.
This is what I live with.
The reason why is because there is no good way that I could find to ask my wife for sex.
I agree with
to
you.
To initiate There's, sex.
Yes.
Because my wife is one of those that she would make fun or find something wrong with whatever I say.
Oh, but I
so I've tried it every way. I've tried, do you want to have sex? Which goes like, why you got to be so gross? It's got, yeah. And I go, and then that's when it started. That's how it started. She goes, why you got to be gross? I go, that's not gross. If I said I want to put my penis in your vagina until it throws up, that's gross. And then she was like, oh my God. And I'm like, from then on, that's all I'm going to fucking say.
Didn't she say, oh, thanks for being so romantic or something like that?
Always. Yeah, she goes, yeah. When I go, oh, you want to have sex? She's like, oh, romantic. And then I say things like, would you like to make love? And she was like,
who,
what are you, five? She goes, what are you, five? I'm like, what kind of fucking childhood did you have that at 5 years old you're asking, do you want to make love? What the fuck is happening here? I've asked every way possible.
Who are you, Vanessa?
I've said, do you want to do it?
Asked her, do you want to make a baby? Because she might.
Oh, that, but she, that's too much.
that's too much. That's crossing the line. Not the penis and the vagina vomiting thing.
There's
no.
A visual that I cannot remove from my head ever again. Yeah.
What, like penis going to CrossFit and then working out until it throws up? Your vagina is a box.
Oh,
and
God,
that's the,
thinking of
they call CrossFit
drawing.
The box, and that's what you do.
The milkshake.
Yeah.
So, there's no right way of asking my wife for sex. There's no, like, even if
it's just
like,
awkward, like
no, but I agree with that. Like I don't think that there's a nice way.
I think it's silly. I think if you go, hey, you want to do it or you want to have sex, I'm like, yeah, that's the fucking correct way to do it. Just accept
it. Like awkward.
It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
No, I think it's ridiculous that you guys feel awkward that your husbands are asking for. There's no. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Pass her a fucking note that says you want to have sex? Circle yes or no. What the fuck are the options?
Tomorrow's your last day, buddy. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
I mean. To a certain extent, I understand that, but then on the flip side, I have Dave that tries to be like as cheesy about it as possible, and he's like legit asked me once like if I wanted to do the horizontal mambo, and I laughed in his face for like a good 5 minutes. I was like, don't ever fucking talk to me again. Get that thing away from me.
As opposed to the somewhere. Vertical mambo?
But that's
I get it. That's just mambo. I got it.
Halftime.
That's just mambo.
Halftime? Oh, that's a thing.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I kind of agree that there's no like right way. Like there's
this
no,
bullshit.
Like,
I've had many girlfriends before where I'm like, hey, let's do it.
Many girlfriends, you hear that shit?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Not everybody's like you, Stephanie, that only dated the guy that she married. Ugh.
Me?
Ugh. So gross.
New phone, who did?
Yeah. Why is that gross?
You just buy the first car you test drive? You don't fucking test drive anything else? Really? That's the first one? What if the first one would have been
a
minivan?
There is a return policy, but you got to get lawyers involved.
It wasn't. So
the first one was a minivan.
It wasn't, so I don't have that problem.
Because you hate minivans because you're stupid.
Minivans are the tits.
They are the tits. Are.
I hate myself for loving it so much.
I don't hate you for loving it.
I don't hate minivans. I just don't want one for myself. That's all I've ever said.
I'm not going to
I make fun of you guys, but...
What? When did that happen? No.
But I just... I don't want one for myself.
Hashtag Nopena this weekend. I had a blast in the minivan.
Good for you. I'm very
that
happy
That backseat. When this van
we went
rocking.
To Disney, listeners. We went to Disney
oh,
this
yeah,
weekend.
Some of us did.
With the Mercantinis.
The Mercs and the Sands.
And me. And the Missy.
I told, I made a Hans. Remember when I made the Han Solo joke at dinner that we were splitting the check? And then I was like, this is one family. This is one. And I'm Han Solo. Mm-hmm. And the waiter laughed. And I was telling my friend Lisa about it. And she goes, you know, they're paid employees. They're supposed to humor you. And I'm like, are you telling me that strippers don't like their customers either?
What? Mind blown.
This is brand new information.
Well, she could have just been like, okay, but...
They played along.
She played along. Good. She earned her
And Neri went on Star Tours for the first time.
He did.
I was able to fit.
And
yay, Star Tours.
And I cried. Legitimately cried. Like, boo-hoo cried. Just at the fact that I put the seatbelt on. I was like...
Not to mention that it was his son's first time on Star Tours.
Because I knew he wasn't going to like it.
He didn't like it?
He didn't like it.
He wasn't a big fan of it. He didn't hate it. He didn't cry, but he wasn't the biggest fan of it. He wasn't.
Sophie liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's too much. It's too rocky for him. And he's like, didn't know what was happening.
He like just barely made the cutoff.
Yeah.
When his hair helped him.
We went like a month and a half ago, and it was kind of the same with Link, but he loved it. So
yeah, so.
Maybe I need to make him watch some more Star Wars movies.
But he did get the references. Like, he says, oh, I've seen that before. Like, he knew, you know what I mean? He didn't know the names. He's not one of those like, oh, look, I'm 3 years old. I know John Williams, the fucking score for Star Wars. But he did.
Who would say such a thing?
Your son.
Your son.
I know.
Your fucking
it was a joke.
Son.
Thanks.
Yours.
I love the fact this is. No,
he thinks that every detour
movie so
is scored by John Williams.
Wait, let's finish this story.
So I'm hanging out with Dave a couple weeks ago, Dave and Link, and then
because they picked you up.
They picked me up, and then that. Dave,
because he was locked.
Dave was like, "Oh, who does?" Dave goes to Link. He links in the back seat, and he goes, "Link, who does the score to Star Wars? Who does the music? Do you remember?" And he goes, "John Williams." And he goes, "Correct." And what else does John Williams score?
And then he starts going correct.
He starts like going off and naming correct films that John Williams has scored. And then he goes, "Batman." And he goes, "No, that's Danny Elfman." And he goes, "Danny Elfman." And then he was like, "Blah blah." So,
but Link will remember that shit forever now.
And then here's the thing: this is the part that makes me laugh is the fact that Dave looked over at me like, "Huh?" And I was like, why the fuck are you making a 3-year-old remember this shit? This is like
because he has a good retention.
This is a great party trick for like hey, look what my son can do. My son can recite the alphabet backwards and tell you the fucking filmography of John Williams, and he's only 3. But I'm like, this is a weird thing to be teaching your son at 3. Like, I just think it's weird. But he looked at me like so proud. He wasn't proud at Link. He was
proud of himself that he was proud of himself.
At like, look at me.
Look what I did.
He was looking at me fathering like a winner.
He was like, look at me. And I was just like, and I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy to be like, really, bro? You really like? I was like,
so you're just gonna go a podcast today and
put it out to the world?
His wife
is here.
You know why? Because his wife is here, and his wife understood exactly where I was going. And I'm just like, that's just fucking, that's just a, I find it a little weird that he was like, that's
like useless knowledge. I feel like at 3 they should be learning
fun things.
Not even fun things, but like,
well, it's all useless knowledge. The fact that we gotta learn about dinosaurs, it's fucking okay. Like, what did the T-Rex eat? Meat. Like, who gives a shit? It's fucking useless knowledge, right?
Just watch Jurassic World like a person.
Sorry, back to useless knowledge. When we were on the safari in Animal Kingdom, we were looking at the animals, and all of a sudden Nate goes, "That's an okapi," and I'm like,
"And he was right."
And he was right. And then I'm like, we all looked at him like, "Where did you put?" And Lion Guard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's kind of cool. It's useless knowledge, but what's that's kind of fun.
It's Simba. It's a TV show on Disney Junior that is Simba's kids.
It's actually really cool.
It's cute.
It's like
it's the Lion King.
It's not like Lion King one and a half. It's actually like Lion King.
What show was it that you, Black Panther? You didn't tell me to change on the Disney Channel this weekend, and you're like, you don't watch that show, and I was like, no, why would I watch that show? And you're like, because
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb was fucking amazing.
It was another show. I can't remember, so this story is pointless. But anyway, you were on Star Tours.
So I was on Star Tours. I've been losing weight, so I did not. I have never done Star Tours before. I did do bodies when it was bodies, when it was like when you shrunk down into a body. But I was literally in high school.
The little spermy.
But I was literally in high school at that time.
Was that a real ride?
Yeah. It was called The Story of Me or something like that.
Yeah.
I just told you that I did it in high school, but that's fine. No, you know. And so I haven't done Star Tours ever because right before Sophie, our daughter, did Star Tours for the first time. Like, I don't know how long before that, Vanessa and I went to Islands of Adventure. We went to Harry Potter. And there were rides that I couldn't get on because I did get on, but she it was crazy tight. It was
Universal
fucking crazy
tight. Universal is not as forgiving for those kinds of things.
And so I was now hesitant on every ride. I was like, I'm just not going to ride rides. I don't want to. But in the last 6 months, I've been losing weight with one of the purposes, one of the goals in mind to be like, when we go in May, I'm going to fit in the fucking rides. And I did. So I cried like a fucking bitch. And and then we did the rides.
I think you cried like a man, BFF.
I did. I actually did cry like a man. And so we get off the rides, right? Everybody's leaving. We go in, you know how they funnel you into the gift shop. And we go into the gift shop. And then Missy goes, you don't want to buy something to commemorate the first time. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. I should. So I go and get a keychain.
Biggest, heaviest keychain.
No, that's not true. There were heavier and bigger keychains. The BB-8,
I think, is bigger than that one.
Not only that, but they have the destroyer.
It didn't have a Neri keychain?
No. They had you know, it's weird. They had Neri with an I. How fucking odd is that? And then they had...
Neri.
They had a destroyer keychain, which was fucking... actual size, I think that's the fucking actual size of a destroyer. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But they had other ones that were bigger. That was like not the smallest, but it definitely was not the biggest. So I go buy one.
Still pretty fucking
and big. The guy goes,
oh my god,
the guy at the register goes, I go, hey, how come there's no Marvel ride? You guys own MCU now, so how come there's no Marvel ride? Wait, now
you don't even know, baby.
So well, now
I don't even know the
so
story.
Now the thing is, I knew the correct answer to this question, but I didn't remember it. So as I'm asking.
Oh, so you're asking a legit question. You're like not trying to
cheat. I'm asking Missy a legit question.
I thought you were trying to troll somebody.
Because no, I wasn't trying to troll anybody.
Not always a troll, God.
It's
99% of the time it's a troll.
I don't see it.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
I see it.
That's incorrect because even what you guys call trolls is. It's not accurate because a troll would be for me to get a rise out of somebody if I say something that I don't believe. If I actually believe it, when I say Dick Tracy sucks, it fucking sucks. The fact that it also gets a rise out of Dave is a plus, but I'm not fucking trolling him. Trolling him would be like, oh, Terminator 2 sucks. I don't believe that. I'm just doing that to get a fucking rise out of him. That would be a troll. But anyways, besides the point, I go back. I digress. I talk to Missy and I go, hey, they don't have a Marvel... They don't have a Marvel ride. How come they don't have a Marvel ride? I'm paying for the keychain. And the guy that works there goes, he's an older guy, not super old, but older than me, and goes, we don't own the rights. And I go, but you guys have the rights to the movies.
They like, don't have
you
theme guys, park rights.
So that's again, as I'm saying this out loud, I then remember, oh, wait, fuck, they don't have theme park rights, right? And he goes, no, they don't have rights to everything. They don't have like characters. That's why it's universal. The characters are universal. So he's telling me things that I already know, but I'm not going to be that fucking guy that's going to be like, thanks for mansplaining. I'm just going to be like, oh, fuck, I forgot that. Thank you for fucking telling me, even though now the rest of this fucking explanation, I already know, but I'm going to pretend like I'm fucking dumb. No, right? So then,
welcome to our world.
So then he goes. So then he looked at me and he goes. You know, but you know they'll get it some way or someday they'll get it. I don't know the rights or whatever. And he goes, but all he said, all evil is fun, and I was like, okay.
That's when I walked away.
He said, all evil is fun. And he says, and then I go, okay. And he goes, yeah, because, he's talking about big corporations. Like, as big a corporation as Disney is, trust me, they're going to get as much fun as they can. Mm-hmm. And he goes, because all evil is fun. And I'm like, okay. And then he goes, even the Bible says that.
Wait.
And then I kind of do the look that my wife is giving me right now where I'm like,
this is going to get good.
My butt just got tighter. My butt just got tight. And then my asshole is fucking clenching now. And then he goes, and I'm like, okay, man, this is a little fucking awkward. All right. And then he goes, not that I believe everything in the Bible anyways. Because, you know, you can't believe everything you read in the Bible. And I was like, oh, man, this is so fucking...
I just wanted a keychain.
Just give me my fucking receipt so I can get the fuck out of here, man. And the funny thing is, as I tell people the story, I told Jeff the story, and I was like, he literally picked the perfect person to say this to because I wasn't going to get offended one way or the other. But the two things he said were offensive to fucking two extreme parties.
Yeah.
The moment he goes, all evil is fun. All evil is fun. Even the Bible says that. I'm like, dude, if I didn't believe in the Bible, I would be super fucking offended.
Or even if you were
offended.
Just a different religion.
Yeah, exactly. I would be super offended. Like, if I was a religious person, I would be super offended. And then he went the other route. He went the extreme opposite. And he was like, not that I believe in the Bible. And he was like, nah, what if I did believe in the Bible, asshole? Like, nah, so if you had me the first half.
I think he was trying to cover all his bases.
I know. He was trying to be like,
I think he knows that he messed up with that statement.
Mind you, I walked away when he said all evil is fun or something like that. I walked away and I'm standing outside and I'm like, what the fuck else is he buying? It's taking him so long. And he walks.
I was wondering, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
He walks out and he goes, you will never believe what just happened.
And then I tell her and she goes, no, he fucking did. Like when the first time I go, all evil is fun. And even says it in the Bible. She goes, he did not fucking say that. I'm like, I'm not done. Yeah, it was pretty fucking crazy.
It was pretty fucking crazy. It was a weird walk to Hollywood and Vine. I was like, where's everyone else? They ditched us.
Yeah.
Well, because we didn't want to be late for the reservation.
Yeah. Because Lord knows $50 for a buffet, two plates of food.
That's on you. $50 That's worth. On you. You didn't eat $50 worth. You could have eaten more.
Jeff ate his $50 worth. And Jeff, then some.
Yeah. I wanted a fucking box off of that lobster mac and cheese to take it
that
home.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Why didn't they
really
ask
good.
Him for the box?
Because they don't give the they don't give you, boxes at buffets.
They don't, yeah, they don't give you boxes at buffets. I would have taken home.
We should
next time. We'll just pack a Tupperware,
Christy.
I've tried. I've asked if we could like take home stuff at the buffets, and they said no because it's a buffet. They don't like if it was a sit down, but sit downs don't have characters. If it was a sit down,
have characters?
No, they don't.
Like, Ohana has characters.
Yeah, but like that's okay. Style. So it's family style, but Whatever. Like I mean a la carte. Down. I mean a la carte.
Okay,
are you just trying to be right?
No, I'm.
Is a Floridian buffet?
Yeah,
the 1900 Park Fair is. Yeah. The one with Mary Poppins?
No, that's the name of the
fucking restaurant.
Jesus, I've done it. My God.
The one with...
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chocula.
High five. Because we both said it.
Twin DJ.
Yeah, the character dinings are all either family style or buffet. Like, the point is that it's all you can eat. It, on an a la carte menu, you can take whatever you want.
The point is that I paid $50. It was going to come out to $60, and then you brought up the annual pass discount, and it went back down to $50. Yep. But I did not eat $50 worth of food. But I did it for the children.
I don't know if I ate 50. I probably ate like $30 worth of food. I didn't eat as much as Jeff. Jeff went back for like four fucking times.
You kept telling me about the meatballs, and I tried them. Great. No, they weren't that good.
You're the only one that says that.
She doesn't like meatballs,
though. And she doesn't like donuts. So her fucking opinion
like
is not a void.
Either.
Well.
You said that Ave Maria cookie is the best cookie you've ever had.
I changed my mind now. Okay. Have you had a golden Oreo? Those are better.
I don't like golden. I'm a double stuff.
Yeah, regular Oreo.
Yeah, golden stuff. Golden
like
Oreo.
Regular
chocolate cookie, vanilla cream.
So I did the most fattest. So anyways, I was on a diet for 5-6 months now, but this past weekend I fucking went crazy.
He stepped out a little.
Yeah, a little. So
calories don't count.
Disney makes you do that. Yeah.
So Oliver, my son, we're at the grocery store, and then he was like, "I want to pick up the dessert." I'm like, "All right, pick whatever you want." So he picked the carrot cake, which I was like, "Hey man, power to you, my friend. You got
it." Ever had carrot cake before?
I'm sure he has.
It's a vegetable.
He just saw the drawing of the carrot and he thought it was cute and he fucking wanted that. So I'm like, "All right." I'm like,
when
cool.
He was asking for his slice, he's like, "I want." He was asking for the slice with the carrot.
With the carrot, yeah. And then when he ate it, I knew he wasn't gonna eat it. He just ate the icing.
Yeah,
that's all he fucking. I'm like, fine.
It's cream cheese icing.
But here's the thing:
carrot cake is an acquired taste. There's not a lot of
carrot cake is awesome.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a kid, you don't usually like. You don't like. When did you start eating carrot cake? When you were a little older?
Last week.
When I was 5.
It was amazing.
Well, the last time
you ate carrot cake.
One of my favorite memories is eating carrot cake with my grandfather.
Boom.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So
we would fight over the carrot icing.
So then we go after a day at the parks and we eat dinner. I get a slice of carrot cake and I sit down and I get like 5 Oreos right next to the plate on the plate of the carrot cake, and I sit down on the couch next to Missy, and Missy goes, she saw this and she goes, "Are you gonna dip the Oreos in the icing in the carrot cake icing?" And I was like, "I wasn't, but I am now." Holy fuck, that is the biggest fucking fat boy move I can think of. I'm like, this shit is amazing.
You know what I've done before? Double stuffed Oreos, and then you buy like
don't just say Oreos, because nobody buys their fucking singular stuffed Oreos. They're all fucking
maybe
double
if you're on a thin one.
Well, that's
the
come
thin
on.
Ones are good.
Shut up. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. So it's the same money. It's not even more money.
I agree.
They say, "What the fuck is that?"
Well, anyway, you get the double stuffed Oreos.
Just say Oreos.
Fine, you get Oreos, right. Whatever.
No, because they have mega stuff now.
They do.
Oh, no, my God.
And you get a tub of the Duncan Hines vanilla frosting, like to make your own cakes, and you fucking scoop your Oreos like if you're eating chips and dip, but it's Oreos and vanilla.
So I kind of did that.
Feel my heart clogging.
Delicious. I kind of
have metformin in the car
right now.
I kind of did that 2 days before we left to Disney. I got an Oreo, but you know, double stuff of ours. I got an Oreo, but it wasn't vanilla. It was regular chocolate Oreo. You know, couldn't. And I was like, gonna get an Oreo. And then I thought to myself, you know, because I was still on my diet and I was still eating, you know. And I thought to myself, man, you shouldn't have this. And then as in the cupboard, I was like passing the peanut butter. And I was like, bro, you should have peanut butter because peanut butter is healthier.
And it's got protein.
It's protein. It's a healthier fat, blah, 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 blah. you know, you should have that. And then I fucking opened up the peanut butter and I just dunked my fucking Oreo mm-hmm. in the peanut butter and fucking, and it was the fucking greatest.
Peanut butter Oreo.
Most no, but this is different because it's not a peanut butter Oreo. This is actual chocolate Oreo with fucking dunked in peanut butter, and it was the great. And I made this.
He's really proud of this story.
I am. I told Dave this story and Dave goes, how come I've never thought of that? I go, I don't know why I've never thought of that. It's fucking amazing. And then I said this in front of Dave and Chris. Chris, if you can hear him on the Geekmore podcast next week or this week, whenever you're listening. And it's so funny because we're all fat. But, you know, Chris, you know. And Chris goes,
hold on, I have a story.
Go Chris ahead. Goes, so when I tell him the dough, yeah, he dipped it in peanut butter. And the face that Dave gave was like, oh my God, that's the fucking mind blown. And Chris's face goes, he goes, yeah. What's the big deal? Like, he's just like so fucking normal to him.
And that's a Tuesday.
Like, yeah, that's a fucking, yeah, that's just, I'm like, I forget, dude. Yeah, all right, cool. But it was so great. It was really, it was, but I anyway, so we ate fucking great. $50 is a bit much, I think, for the.
Yeah, but you're not paying for the food. You're paying for the
character.
I
mean, I'm being an asshole. Like, the kids enjoyed it and it was fun. And then Narian had comments about the royal wedding and that we heard about. It was like a good family dinner.
I had I spent the same amount of money at that dinner than I did at the steakhouse
in Canada.
The exact, I'm talking about fucking per dollar per, like, yeah, per cent.
And he didn't,
I believe it.
And did you like the steakhouse?
Nope.
Isn't that weird? I love my,
I've had union. Better steakhouses. In fact, every other steakhouse I've been to is better than the one at Disney.
It's crazy.
And again, I don't.
That's,
I'm not.
That's crazy.
I'm not saying.
I'm not saying it's like my favorite one, but it's up there. Like every it's single really good.
Vanessa, when we went to the cruise, when she came with me on the cruise to Cuba, it was the literally the smallest ship on Royal Caribbean's fleet. The Empress is tiny. To the point that we couldn't see it when we turned, when we made that turn going into the pier, the Uber driver was like, where's the ship? I go, I don't know, man. Just keep fucking driving. It's got to be here somewhere.
Like, it was behind the building.
It was behind the fucking, the building of the port of Miami was covering this fucking ship. Yeah. And that's never happened. Every other ship, we saw every other fucking ship from a distance. And so this ship is tiny, is what I'm trying to tell you. Old and tiny. That steakhouse was fucking
fire. Old
fire.
Like how that, the, what's the carnival one that's old as fuck? The one that stays overnight in the
one that has
Mars Domination? The Ecstasy, yeah. It's around the same time.
Yeah.
They're all the same shit. They're
that
all
Ecstasy is like,
Ecstasy, Paradise, yeah, they're all the same. But it's, you know, and I don't care about a ship being old. I don't really care. It's just, it was tiny, my point. And that steakhouse is fucking fire. Amazing. And then that was 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago. And then I go to fucking Disney. And again, I've never had a bad food experience at Disney. With the exception, and by bad, I don't mean overpriced, because it's all overpriced.
It's all overpriced.
Fucking Disney's overpriced. But I've never had food that I'm like, this isn't good.
I have.
Until this trip. And it wasn't a steakhouse. A steakhouse was still good food. It just wasn't great food.
Right.
And it definitely wasn't worth the money food. Mm-hmm. When Jeff was like, it's going to be $70 per person for the steakhouse, I was like, dude, steakhouse, I'm fucking in. Dude. Yeah. I don't care. That's, you know, steakhouses are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality wasn't $70 worth, in my opinion, per person. Then,
did you have poutine?
No, I'm not a poutine guy.
Really?
I was trying to be good. I was trying to be
cheese with potatoes with cheese and gravy.
Look, he was trying his best.
I was trying my best all week long.
And then you had carrot cake with
the but it wasn't the same night. It wasn't the same night. All week,
trying to understand.
All week long, I was trying.
Pacing himself.
I was trying to be like, you don't have to go crazy. Every single meal, you could be fine. So, like, I would have a burger, but I wouldn't have the fries. Like, in my mind, I was like, you know, kind of trying to do this.
All right, makes sense.
For the first couple of days, and then the wheels just fucking fell off. That one just came off.
You didn't eat forever.
Yeah, yeah. But we went to Animal Kingdom the first night, the first day, and Vanessa was like, I was here 2 months ago. We got to go to this bomb ass place that has amazing barbecue. And again, I've never had a bad meal experience at Disney.
Flame Tree?
Yeah.
It's good.
Nope.
It wasn't even fine.
It was bad. It was bland as fuck.
Yeah.
It was super bland.
The mac and cheese was dry.
The mac and cheese was dry.
The pulled pork mac and cheese?
She had the pulled pork mac and cheese. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not.
No, I'm telling you, when I went with Patty, we went in the middle of the week.
2 weeks ago.
Amazing.
2 months ago.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I ate there like a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, like, damn, this shit is really good. It was really fucking good that day. But it was also pretty empty. It wasn't a busy, what do we go,
Friday? It was a Friday afternoon.
It was a Friday afternoon. So super, super busy. Like, we had to order from the phone to avoid making a 45-minute line. But I think that was the problem. They're just making so much food so quickly.
I think it's the other way. It should be the other way around.
It should be, but it's not.
Because if you're making so much food, it should be fresh. And the mac and cheese was hard. It was stale. It wasn't good. Everything, the pulled pork, the ribs, I liked my pork. The ribs were just fucking flavorless.
Yeah.
This is coming from, we just went to that place. What's that place that we went to?
Mancha.
Those ribs were fucking
fire. I haven't had the ribs.
Holy fuck, that ribs was fire. So when I go to Disney, I expect good meat, good food. I expect it to be overpriced, but I expect it to be good. Mm-hmm. This was not good. It wasn't fine or whatever. It was not good.
Right.
To the point that the next day, we go to...
Everybody was making fun of me.
Yeah, to the next day, Jeff goes, hey, can you do me a favor? Because she had called Patty to find out, hey, what was the name of the place?
The name or where it was.
And so Jeff,
that doesn't surprise me.
Jeff the next day goes, hey, can you call Patty and ask her recommendations at Epcot, and then we just don't go there. Just not fucking go there.
I mean, we went to Flame Tree about a month and a half ago, and it was fine, and it was busy when we went, because we went during spring break.
I didn't like it.
Was pretty busy.
I was very upset. I got
the chicken. Nobody was happy with their food. Yeah. And there was, we had a party of nine, and the only one who didn't complain was Oliver, and he is like fucking, give it to him. He'll eat everything. Give it to Ollie. He'll eat everything.
Give it to Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, he ate his mac and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
see, he didn't gave it to him. She fed him.
Yeah, I kept saying one more, and he kept eating it, and I just kept saying one more, but he kept playing along. He's so cute.
So, anyways, so Disney was fun, and we got to do an adult trip only. This might be news to you, Stephanie. Your husband was here last night or the night before?
Last night, I believe.
Last night.
A lot of things are news to me today, apparently. So.
And your husband said, hey, man, I'm sold down for an adults only Disney trip.
Oh, did he?
I swear to God. I got witnesses. Everybody froze.
Pin drop silence in the house.
I turned to him and I go, you. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you would be down for an adults-only cruise, an adults-only Disney trip. And he goes, yeah. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And then Vanessa goes, you would leave Lincoln. You would go to Disney without Lincoln. And then Jeff goes, Disney World without your son. And then he kind of fucking realized what he was saying. And he was like, well, I think if I commit to it now, then I'll have to go just because I already said yes. And I go, so out of fucking spite, you're going to fucking go out of spite? And he goes, yeah. And I go, fuck it, I'll take it, man.
In February, we went to Universal. Link's never even been to Universal. But because he likes Harry Potter, like, we've shown him the first three movies, we were in Diagon Alley.
Does he know who scored them?
John Williams.
Yeah,
John Williams.
So it's like an easy,
John
easy
Williams
quiz.
Does score Harry Potter.
You're like beaming with pride right now. John Williams, he scores it.
No, I had forgotten, and I had to stop and think about it.
Titties.
vacation boobs,
vacation shimmy.
And he was like feeling bad that Link could, and we were on a trip with his school. Like, there's no way that Link could have gone.
I remember the last time that you guys went to Disney without Link. We were in line for Little Mermaid, and he's like, I miss Link, and he started crying.
Yes!
And I walked away, because I didn't know what to point and laugh or to console.
What is he, five?
We got a...
That's the title of the episode.
We got a bunch of Link's schoolwork today because tomorrow's his last day
cried?
Of school. And I had stepped out. What was I? Why did I leave? I had left for something.
For a mental break, probably.
No, I had gotten home and then I had to go. Oh, I left because they gave the kids all a little gift and Link left it at school. So I had to go back to school to get it. And when I got back, I told David, hey, just jump in the car. And Link was with me. And I told him, hey, just jump in the car so we can go get dinner. He comes in into the car and, like, something's off about him, and I'm like, are you okay? But he sniffles a lot because he's got like bad allergies, and like the rain doesn't help, and it's been raining and stuff. So I figured, I'm like, oh, maybe he has like,
I haven't allergies. Seen the sun since last Friday. Go home.
So I'm like, maybe he's just has allergies. So I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he got like all defensive. He goes, why wouldn't I be okay? I'm like, bro, I can't just.
But he never gets defensive, so that's really a red flag.
And I'm like, and I was like, bro, I can't just ask you if you're okay. Like, I can't just, be concerned about.
What are you, five?
I can't ask if my husband's okay. And then he's like, no.
It's a little weird, though, when you ask. Because it's like.
I mean, I get it.
Right. Rosie from the Jetsons Fair asking enough. If you're okay.
Yeah. Rosie cared more than I did.
Rosie from the Jetsons. Holy shit. Oh, we never made that fucking leap. Oh, my
you're
God.
Welcome.
That's so
no,
great.
But Rosie cares about things.
She does.
So you're saying not like Rosie from the Jetsons. So got it.
There was like a 5-second pause where it's just like quiet and I'm just kind of accepting the fact that he claims to be okay. And then he looks over at me and he goes, I went through the folder in Ling's book bag and I've just like seen how much she's grown and changed over the year. And I just got a little emotional and I was like, okay.
Mas put.
Wow. Okay. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Parenting is fun.
So so Dave agreed. He said that he's down for an adult only trip.
I think, listen, if you guys witnessed
it. I think we should go June 27th.
What's June 27th?
Steph Animator Sr. will be here with Dave, with her David, on June 26th. No, I'm trying to get them because they want to go to Disney World, but we're trying to schedule it around my work schedule. It gets really busy, really hectic, and that's the only time.
So we're going to be here till like July.
They are. I'm going to be working.
June 27th is 3 days.
Right, but I thought they were coming.
That's like 8 days. That's like 8 weeks later. 8 weeks
right, but I thought they were coming later in July. I didn't know they were coming.
No, they're coming
early.
June 26th, and they're leaving in July. They're leaving at the end of July.
So that's not.
But I'm working.
When I asked her, she told me July.
But I'm working July. But I'm working.
30 days in July. So 31
past September, April, June, and I'm sorry.
So so I think, and that's summer break.
So we want to scare poor Dave. Not
hey, we're fun.
My Dave.
I don't know what Disney trip you've been on, but the one I just came back from was hella fun.
No, I understand, but that's a lot. Like, we're a lot to take in.
No, we're not. We're fucking great.
I think we are great. I think you're projecting.
When you say, yeah, you should be a little self-reflection on
you
that.
You said, we're a lot. I'm like, no chill. Boo-boo. No boo-boo. You are a lot.
Really, Clipboard Christie is in a lot.
Somebody needs to be that person.
Clipboard Christie was amazing because somebody needs
someone
that.
Someone needs to be that person in the
and
group.
And she
did
an amazing job at being Clipboard Christie.
We
love
and her. Truth be told, we didn't worry about the house that we rented. By the way, renting a house is the fucking way
it
to
is.
Go. That's such a
tip.
We've
and
done
she
it before.
Picked a great house for us to stay in.
Technically, I picked it, but I picked it from the list she gave
she
me.
She found it.
Yeah, I picked it from the list she gave me. She gave us like four options, and I was the only one replying because nobody else was fucking wanted to put in their 2 cents. I was like,
no,
we're going with the orange and green house because we Hispanic as fuck, y'all.
And he's
orange and green.
And they
had like
the decorations. And they were modern. It was a modern decor. It was a modern decor.
Modern
and it was like,
with a hint of Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice.
No, I didn't see any Asian in that one, but okay.
Yeah, the stuff on the walls, at least in our room, looked kind of Asian.
I don't know.
The kids' room was Disney themed. My kids. Oliver keeps asking to go to the room with Minnie and Mickey, and I'm like, your room is superhero.
I shared a room with Christy's mom, and that was fun, too. And in the mornings when the kids would wake up, I would have them
she would
come
corral them into her room.
And they would come
like
on,
a good TT should.
Mm-hmm, and I would put, I play, I opened my laptop, and Sophie goes, TT, do you have any cartoon? No, she goes, do you have any kid movies? And I was like, do I have kid movies? What year do you want to watch?
Just open the family show.
And then they would be in my bed for like an hour. And then the kids would wake up, and then I would go back to sleep and wake up like 15 minutes before we were leaving.
Yeah.
And then that would be my day. That was my morning. And then that time that I napped on Friday, I napped for a really long time, that Jeff came into the room and he goes, hey. I'm like, what? He's like, if you keep sleeping, you're not going to sleep at night. I go, okay, bye. And he goes, no, you have to get up. And I'm like, I'm getting up. I wasn't moving at all. He took the covers off of me and just walked away. And I was like, fuck, now I have to get up.
What a douche.
He was being a good friend.
I had major FOMO, but I had to work. So I'm sorry.
Make that money, girl. Girl, you know how many things I've missed?
Did you see how it came out, though?
It was fantastic. We were all saying it. We all hated the fact that we had to give you credit because we were like, what the fuck? She's actually good at something. But I was like, I know. I fucking hate it, but she's really good at fucking event coordinating.
The tropical birthday.
Yeah. It was so cute. I was so very cute. Happy with it. I have to show you like the sketch that I have of what I had drawn out, and I am terrible at drawing. Normally I have Dave do my sketches because I give that to the people that like put together my stuff, and I usually have Dave do it because Dave's actually really good at that. But I did this one just because I didn't have time, and I was very proud of myself.
You didn't have time to command Dave to do it?
We didn't have time, like it just didn't coordinate. Oh. You know, so, and I needed to present, and I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just do it myself. So I took my time and I did it, and when I show you the sketch and like the real life, it's legit exactly the same. Like I could not
it's
have
like
been
Pixar pre-production.
I mean, I'm not a Pixar animator, good, but
not with that attitude, you're not.
but yeah, it was really I was very happy with it. So anyways. I'm sorry I had to make money.
So yeah, again, like, you know, it's a thing. I miss Friendsgiving because I had to be working. So we all miss things.
We get it.
We get it, man. But yeah, so I think we should go June 27th because he's off, right? Summer, no school, right? Mm-hmm. I think we should go June 27th. I'm just saying.
June 27th. Let me check my calendar.
June 27th. Is it a Tuesday, I think, or a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday. It's my work at home day, so I could work at home from Disney.
So Wednesday, we could go Wednesday, Thursday, kids, maybe Friday, and I got to be back by Saturday because I gotta get on a ship that Saturday. But other than that, I think we should go for 2 or 3 days and
perhaps.
So we already got him. Witnesses that he will leave link. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Witnesses.
Well, if not June, then for Food and Wine would be fun.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
So.
But,
no, I said, oh, yeah. Like, yeah. We have to do that because we didn't go last
year. And I want to go without children to that one.
Mm-hmm. I always go without children everywhere.
One day you'll find happiness.
One day I will. That's told me.
That's a callback to somebody who randomly told her that, just strangers, just... Mm.
It's just a woman just walked up to her and said nothing.
All right, so...
I'm like, I'm just trying to buy eggs, lady. Back off.
So getting to the topical portion of WooBro, I just saw this tweet and it said that Kanye West spent $85,000 on a photo of Whitney Houston's drug-covered bathroom for the Pusha T album that he's producing.
Isn't he doing like 5 albums at once, allegedly?
So sassy.
He's a free thinker.
But he paid $85,000 for
the... Do they show the picture?
He tweeted the picture.
Oh, okay. He Hold on, let me picture. Just look for it.
I don't feel like it's appropriate for all of us to see it. So he bought it as
quote-unquote art?
I don't know, but that's for the cover art. He's going
to
do it.
Put, I guess he bought the photo.
Yeah, he put the right for Pusha T's album. So he's...
Wait, isn't that the Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend?
I don't know.
No, that's Tyga.
Oh.
Tyga who?
My bad.
Tyga.
That's my bad.
We saw him in Disney this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tyga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-I-D-B-G-E-R.
Oh.
Yeah. In the Winnie the Pooh ride. Hello. Yeah. Jeez. Hello.
Interesting. I mean,
$85,000. That seems like a lot of money to be disrespectful.
Art is expensive.
Let me see.
That's a lot of money to be... That's exactly it. That's a lot of money to pay to be disrespectful.
I mean, yikes. Somebody sold it. Somebody from her camp sold it. So
Bobby Brown.
You know, Bobby needs the drug money, I guess.
No, he's clean.
See.
Sure. Si. Sure, Jen.
Si, está bien.
Nasty
truck. Did you see it?
Did he tell you that personally?
Yes, we communicate all the time. He's my text message brother.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because he
Do you
also
know when New Edition's getting
he
together?
Also is a free thinker like Kanye. Got but it. I haven't gotten Kanye's number yet.
Listen, Kanye, Kanye is Kanye. He's always going to do psycho shit. So I mean, we can either.
But you know what? Honestly, like it. So he was diagnosed with a medical. Like yeah, a
they
mental
didn't say
illness.
Specifically what it, they Kanye haven't. West. I don't think they've released what it was, but he was. He was like
diagnosed with something.
Commit.
No, he was Baker acted.
He was 50. Well, in California, it's 51-50, but it's essentially the same thing. But yeah, he was hospitalized for mental health issues.
Okay, so I was rooting for him, but then he went on that Twitter bender a couple of weeks ago, where he just makes nonsensical statements.
Yeah,
and I don't understand. I don't, and it's obviously it's working for him. So. Whatever, but I don't get it. I don't know why the point of that. Whitney Houston's supposed to be like a legend. She's not supposed to be. She is a legendary singer who had a tragic, horrific death.
Yeah.
Her daughter died like what, a year or two later from more or less the same situation.
Bathtubs 2, Houston 0. That's wow. A scoreboard. What?
Nobody? That was
so. I think
too
that
soon, bro.
I think
too
that
soon, bro.
It's just. I don't know. I don't understand. But of course, since he's a free thinker, he's not going to explain himself.
Free thinker. What the fuck does that mean?
That's what he said. No, he's that's
so and Kim said it.
I'm being facetious because Kim came
quote
on Twitter
free
and said he's a free thinker and he's just
I think
whatever.
She also said he was ahead of his time and nobody understood him.
I wish he would be ahead of the time. Like, come back in 150 years when I'm dead already and I don't have to deal with your shit anymore.
Seriously,
you're gonna live to be 150 years old.
She's gonna outlive Chris Traeger. You see that?
Nice.
Shit?
I want to die when I'm 100.
Okay.
Chris Traeger.
I have 70.
I don't know.
I was like, who is that? You
don't. 100? That's the first person to live on 300.
That's great. What if I die and I see the Jetsons in real life? What finally happens? Morgan Freeman.
Well, you already saw Rosie.
No, Rosie cared. Her
Rosie
words,
cares.
Not mine.
Rosie cares.
I don't know if Rosie cares that much.
She cares
a little bit. She cares about the kids at least.
Yeah, I think she cares about getting them fed and shit. Like, I don't know if she's like, she's not really a shoulder to cry on.
No, she's not.
She didn't have shoulders.
Tough love.
She didn't have shoulders. That's not fair.
She had nothing. She was all shoulders. What are you talking about? She's like a fucking linebacker. She looked like fucking.
She's a girthy robot. Yeah.
She's got curves.
I always wondered about that. Like, why do they make robots fat? You can't just, like, it's a weird thing.
On Westworld, they're not fat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As long as they didn't make Rosie, like, Hispanic, that would have been fucking.
What if Rosie was Hispanic?
Rosita. Oh, my God.
But can we get Rosie Perez to voice her, though?
She already does the voice of Camera on Diego.
Andora, you're right.
Oh, we're going to talk about Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
I was reading the CNN article that I think Jeff shared, and the girl was describing how he would like try to lift up her skirt, and then he was not successful in lifting her skirt. As I'm reading it, I was reading it in Morgan Freeman's voice. I'm like, this is not appropriate. Like, this is not okay for me to be.
How many heroes have to fall?
I know.
He's a voice of God, for God's sakes.
He is God, for Morgan period. Sake. He's God from, what is it, Bruce Almighty?
Didn't he narrate the Penguin movies?
He did, March of the Penguins, yeah.
So many
things. And I think there's another one coming, isn't there?
I think there was supposed to be.
The Lunge of the Penguin, where they do lunges.
It's gotta do that. It's so awesome when your friends are professionally funny. You get entertainment.
I was really scared you were gonna throw that crayon.
I was getting my camera ready. I'm like, this is gonna happen.
The cameras, that's why I close my eyes. I'm like, that crayon is flying at my face.
I
can't.
I won't do that. You're wearing glasses. If you weren't wearing glasses,
your eyes would have been protected.
No.
It would have stuck in my
eye.
I only hit her with stale bread.
And then
I can wear a cool eye patch too.
We were serving in a retreat at church.
Even better.
And we were in the kitchen, and I grabbed. I'm not exaggerating.
Very early on in our friendship too.
The fact that you guys have been friends for so many years and have not actually physically assaulted.
Let me finish the story.
Let her finish.
There was a full loaf of bread. Cuban bread, uh-huh. And me, because I'm an asshole.
I grabbed it, at least she's aware. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I grabbed it and I swung it at her knee.
But like unprovoked. We were just organizing shit.
I swung it at her knee and she looked at me and I go, Is the bread stale?
What a dick, right?
And then
it was already in your hand.
And then she started,
like, you could have tested it yourself.
And then I started laughing because I'm an asshole. And she goes, hold on, let me double check. And she grabbed a loaf of Cuban bread.
Because I'm petty and vindictive.
And swung it at me. She goes, yeah, I think we need new bread. And that was the end. That was all in a hop in 30 seconds.
You were just hitting each other with bread. The fact that you haven't, like, ripped each other's hair out or, like, The fact that you guys are still friends.
She puts a lot of effort into her weave. I don't want to pull it out.
Friends is a very loose term. You guys are the most frenemies I've ever fucking seen in my life. You guys love each other and hate each other at the very same time.
I don't hate her.
I wasn't talking about each one of you hating each other. I was talking about you guys love each other and hate each other.
I have said it multiple times that if anybody fucked with you, I would kill them. But if they were killing you, I'd want in on it. That's where I'm coming from.
You know your truth.
You're coming from, I love you, friend, be my kid's godmother. I'm more like murder, murder, murder.
Again, I am very... This
it works.
Is a big
it's
giant
been like word. 10 years.
Okay.
It has been. That was our Facebook friendiversary.
Have you guys been friends, though?
Since 2007.
Actually, 2007.
We knew each other. We knew each other because we were in the same.
We've been friends for as long as we've been together.
Yeah, you guys have been friends only as long as Vanessa and I've been together, and I thought it was longer than that.
Well, no, Vanessa and I have been friends longer, but they went to cheerleading camp.
Right.
Yeah, cheer camp, exactly.
We met because
they saw Gabrielle Union there.
We were in the same.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been punishment if they would have sent me. I would have been fucking Wednesday Addams at cheer camp for sure.
Your story checks out
for sure, 100%. We were at the time involved in the same church group, and we hung out, and then we stopped going to the church group. And then we kept hanging out, and here we are.
All right, I guess.
All these years later.
Yeah.
I'm did you guys go to school together?
No.
No, they met in church group.
Oh, yeah. They could still go to the same school and fucking be at the church group. But
I'm older than her.
She's older. I mean, she's like, I think she's old enough to be out of high school by the time Vanessa and I are in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you graduate high school?
2001.
Yeah.
We started high school.
So she was a senior when we were freshmen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She wouldn't have been friends with us.
No.
You can't sit with us.
Well, we wouldn't have let me sit with you. We didn't have seniors our freshman year.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. They were juniors. Remember, we're the third graduating class.
This is true.
So how the fuck does that not...
Because they start with freshmen. They don't fill up a whole school.
That's ridiculous.
That's
how they private school money, honey. Private school money, honey.
My sister was there when they opened Braddock, and they didn't open with seniors, but they did open with juniors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then the next year, they had been at Braddock for 2 years.
No, they opened one class at a time. So they
that's
started.
That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
That's I mean, I don't, what do you want me to tell you?
You get what you pay for, Neri.
I don't know. Do you get a tiger at prom, too? Look at everybody get quiet. Yeah. Look at everybody get
quiet. I didn't get quiet. I rared.
Yes, there's a fucking school in the news that has a tiger at prom. Absurd. Moving on.
That it's news or that the tiger was...
That well, it's absurd that it was... It's absurd that it was actually
it was
used.
It was not great.
Anyway.
Did it ask to be there, though?
It did not consent.
There was no consent.
There was no consent.
Hashtag was Roar 2.
Was it promposed to?
Roar 2. I like the fact that there was a story that said that Ron McGill, the guy from Zoo Miami, zoologist from Zoo Miami, was talking about how distressed the tiger was.
Yeah.
And then they end the story with so and so, for I don't know, a senior at the school said that the tiger wasn't distressed. And I'm like, that's how you okay? So you combat the fucking opinion of a professional
of a child
of a high school senior going like it looked fine.
It was chilling.
It fucking loves it.
It didn't kill anyone. What do you know?
It didn't growl. It was just there.
It was there. It loved EDM. It was amazing.
Dubstep is for pussies.
Oh, fucking great. All right. So anyway, so I just thought that
so
was
so. There's that.
There's that. That.
What
happened.
Else we got?
I don't know. We have a bunch of stories, right? Star Trek Land might be coming.
Star Trek Land might be coming to combat Harry Potter. I mean,
Star Wars Land. Yeah.
I don't think it has a chance.
Yeah. Well, if you
could, I don't think so either. I hope they make Star Trek nearly as popular.
I hope they make Star Trek Land so they could beat me to fucking Star Wars Land.
But
hey, Scotty, can you beat me up to somewhere fun? Thanks. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
So the whole reason that Disney even started this whole like Avatar and Star Wars thing is because they have for the last like several years in a row have been beaten out by Universal because of Harry Potter. So I mean,
but you gotta keep growing. You can't just stop.
I get it, but Universal doesn't have that much space to grow, though.
Speaking of growth, that day in June might be a bad day because
get rid of Dr. Seuss. Who the fuck needs that?
Listen,
no one.
That day, that June 27th, I think is the week that they're opening Toy Story Land.
No, June 30th.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was May 30th.
No, it's June 30th.
Ah, bueno.
It's June 30th. We'll be up by then.
Never Maybe mind. They'll have a soft
opening. Well, but they might. But 2 weeks before, they usually do pass holder only previews.
So we can go.
We saw the new Fantasyland that way. We accidentally stumbled into it, and it was like 2 weeks before the grand opening. And I'm like, oh, let's just walk by to see if we can.
It was a soft opening.
To see if we can see it from the outside. And it said pass holder previews, and we had to. They make you show your passes. I guess now they would scan your magic band.
No, you have a little pass holder card.
Right. Right.
Bitch. Discount and previews.
Right. So, but we were able to get it, and the rides were open, the restaurants were open, and we were able to see it like 2 weeks before it opened. So that might happen.
Maybe.
We should do that.
Do we want to talk about the dog movie?
I haven't even opened the article, so you tell me what's
We can talk about the dog movie.
We can talk about the dog movie. Okay, so basically, there is a new movie coming out called Show Dogs. It's a Will Arnett movie. And who?
Ludacris, I think.
Ludacris is the dog.
He had to do something between the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah. These movies make like $1 billion.
So what?
You have to do something aside from bitching on Instagram about you not making money because of The Rock.
That's Tyrese.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
Do not sully Tay Diggs' good name.
I know. I got.
Hey. Calm the fuck down, bitch.
Jesus. I got my bald black eyes confused.
Did you see?
Oh my god. I saw. There's a comedy show.
It's fine.
Show
we're not here anymore.
There's a comedy show coming with like two of the Wayans brothers and like David Alan Greer. I almost sent this picture to you and I was like, Vanessa, can you tell all these people apart?
No.
It was an honest mistake.
And it has become a joke. It's never happened before. Okay, so it is like we said, Ludacris plays a dog. He plays a Rottweiler. He's a police dog. He has to go undercover to a dog show.
Ludacris plays a police dog?
Yeah. Isn't that ludicrous?
Wow.
That was puntastic.
Kind of like how I was Han Soloing my tab this week.
Yep. So he has to go undercover to a dog show to like figure out some. I don't even know what.
Why is he going undercover to a dog
show? Because
he
has there's nothing like, to do between this Fast and the Furious and the next one.
I don't know the entire plot of the movie, but I know that he has to go undercover into a dog show. So part of being a dog show is the judges put their hands on the dogs.
They do.
And then they go over them looking for imperfections or abnormalities or whatever. Mm-hmm. And part of that is like touching the dog's genitals. But apparently there was like a scene in the movie where the dog is like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. And he like says no. And Will Arnett's like, no, you just need to go to your happy place and let it happen. And you know, so that you don't, he doesn't bite. Yeah, pretty much. So you don't.
It's okay. That's it. That was a scene. No.
Well, one time. Uh-huh.
So basically, like that. Like they're trying to train him mm-hmm. into allowing the judge to touch his balls, but Will Arnett is also doing it to him. So, and they're like, you have to go to your happy place while this bad thing that you don't like is happening to you, so you can just kind of like get through it. Missy's face was my face when I first read that.
That's like a lot rapey.
Well, they're saying that it's like conditioning kids
to.
Funnily enough, it's called grooming children.
Right. That's
the name of the movie?
No.
Oh Jesus!
No, that's like what they're calling
predators do to children. It's right. Called grooming them when they tell them like
just pretend like it's okay. Like, go just, to your happy place like, or just, pretend like it's not it, happening like, or whatever.
This is normal. This is fine. Or like if you tell your parents, you're gonna get in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Like that's called grooming a child,
right?
To like not tell on the predator.
Right?
Correct. Oh, that's creepy.
So
shit.
A lot of people that I mean, I read like this blog post about it, and people were complaining because that sounds like it is. They're technically mm-hmm. training this dog to allow something that he wouldn't normally allow, because I mean my dogs don't have balls anymore, but if I were to try to grab his balls, he wouldn't like that because he's not trained to allow
Blue,
it.
Come here.
No, I wouldn't do that. Maybe with Lady, not with Blue.
No.
He
killed a cat. I'm not fucking with him.
He didn't kill it.
He just severely injured
it. Severely injured it.
He Hulk and Loki'd it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing
that
too.
Was painful.
Puny mm-hmm. human.
Really.
All right.
So yeah.
So what studio was this that greenlit?
But update to the story. People got upset.
Yeah, people got upset. People were posting about
and
it.
The
it's
studio,
Global Road Entertainment. And it's a live action movie with like a CGI dog.
And the studio got rid of the scene.
They edited it out. So they edited it out.
They edited the scene out.
It out.
I think that's the way to go.
I agree.
I'm
glad that it's out of the movie.
Right, but I think
what if they released the digital and there's extended director's cut?
The DLC?
People's whole point with this is that, like, how did this get so far up?
Yeah,
to get your attention.
That they made this.
Here's my response.
How many people have to, like, edit a movie? It has to be approved.
Like, who approves
Devil's
it?
Advocate.
What studio?
Devil's
like,
Advocate.
You know,
Devil's Advocate.
Be screened.
Devil's Advocate here. right now, Vanessa's teaching me about the whole grooming of a, that whole phrase of grooming a kid. That all that she's teaching me that I didn't know that. I'm 36 years old. I don't, and I have kids,
this
and
is
I don't.
I'm in Facebook mom groups. Yeah, people make fun of me, but this is how I learn.
I'm in that mom group.
Whoever
too.
Makes fun of you, I'll kill them.
I'm in lots of Jesus. Mom groups.
I'm just the one.
Look, I'm 36 years old, and I have kids, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And chances are that the guy who's directing it, mm-hmm. writing it, he's just it's an extended fart joke is what it is. Like, oh, touching dicks and blah, touching dog dicks, you know, that's what they're thinking. And I was like, oh, like kids laugh at peepees and potties and poops and caca, and the kids laugh at that type of shit. It's fucking kid potty humor is what it is.
There's people defending the movie because that is what happens
at dog shows. Yeah,
right. And as adults, we all understand this, but 6-year-olds don't, and all they're seeing, and in the part of it is in the movie they were calling it his private parts, mm-hmm. which is child speak,
right?
Like that's how kids refer to themselves. Yeah. Like, oh, mommy, my privates hurt, or like you tell them cover your private areas, mm-hmm. because they're your private areas. It's just the way children speak. So people are like, oh, you know, the dog is anthropomorphized, so it's more human like,
right?
And
good children, word,
thanks. I learned that word in Zootopia.
Zootopia, right? Yeah.
I know that reference.
One of the ads was like, let's talk about Zootopia. All the animals are anthropomorphized, and that means that they have human-like features. I'm like, that's... I learned a new word.
Mom and dad are fucking taking notes. Like, slow down. Oliver there, Fox.
Trailers all, yeah, Oliver yeah. will put, like, he'll pick a movie and then he'll just play the trailer.
Or just play. Or just
plays the preview. What
or,
is up with that?
No, or just plays the music, the intro, the menu.
Yeah.
The animated menu.
He's like, I want to hear the music.
Canción. Yeah. He just wants to hear the music from the fucking.
And then he'll tell me, okay, now you can press play. Yeah.
So Devil's Advocate, these are usually, I'm assuming, dudes, right? Because it's fucking Hollywood. I'm assuming these are white dudes. I have no fucking idea that grooming a kid is a thing.
And I'm going to disagree with you for a couple of reasons. Maybe there's like a handful. I'll give you that maybe there's a couple people that didn't know. But with the amount of people that work on movies,
right.
Number one. Number two, with everything that has come out, with the way that Hollywood operates when it comes to these kinds of things. Number three,
Hollywood has
been notorious not only for taking advantage of women, but for taking advantage of children.
Yeah.
But this isn't child actors. These are fucking animals.
I understand. No, it's not about the animals. It's about the fact that you're giving a message to kids that they have to go to a special happy place when someone's touching them inappropriately. That's the issue.
So that you can block
them. I totally agree that it is an issue. I'm just saying the question was, how did this get greenlit to begin with? How did this scene get greenlit? How did this scene get edited in? Like, how was this put in? And I don't think it makes it up the ladder that far. I disagree. Honestly, I think it's one of those people didn't know. And then when you brought it to people's attention, when people got up, in an uproar, they immediately, I saw that, I saw a story on Thursday, late night Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw the story like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. And then this morning, I was on the radio and they were like, oh, they got rid of the scene. I'm like, that's really fucking fast, man. That's really
I didn't know about this movie. Like, Will Arnett is pretty recognizable and Ludacris is pretty recognizable, but it's an independent film studio because I've never really heard of it before. And there was like, there's no advertising for this movie either. Like, now there is. But prior to this, there was no, I didn't see a promo on anything. Like, nothing.
I had no idea. Well,
just like the movie, with the fat girl. Remember that they put the fucking, the tagline was awful? What movie was that? The animated movie that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like a Snow White movie.
Yeah.
Was it Snow White?
Yeah. Because I remember it was like seven something and it had to do with like dwarves. And then when she took off, she put on these shoes and it was like, yeah.
Has
that movie come out?
I think they scrapped it.
No way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't had that conversation.
That was like,
somebody famous.
Yeah. That was, I want to say like Blue Sky or one of the bigger animation studios.
I liked the twist of that story. But
the tagline was the only bad part about that fight. That tagline was awful. Mm-hmm. Like, what if she was fat or some crazy shit like that?
Yeah, it was like so direct.
What if Snow White was a heifer?
What if Snow White wasn't pretty or something? Something like that, yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that maybe there were a handful of people that didn't know what this was, but I have a hard time believing that they didn't know that it was innocent.
I think to give them the benefit of the doubt, it could have been an innocent oversight, because honestly, if we, at least I know I've been lucky and Nary's been lucky,
red shoes and the seven dwarves,
ese mismo,
we were lucky that we've never been groomed, like we had a safe childhood and nothing like that happened to us. So honestly, maybe had I not read the article and read this person's point of view, maybe I wouldn't have seen it, because my brain doesn't
Chloe Moretz go there. Chloe Moretz is this,
and that's surprising to me, because Chloe Moretz, I'm surprised that she even like did that, signed on for that movie, because Chloe Moretz
still
is
coming
like
out
a big advocate for like women's empowerment and
maybe
stuff.
She
like
hadn't
that
read the script yet.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. I'm just like, I back to the dog
right
movie. Yeah. I maybe just like, again, back to like devil's advocate thing. People just didn't think about it. Like, they're like, oh, this is just what happens in dog shows, and this, they do need to train dogs. Like, they, any puppy that's gonna eventually be in a dog show, they start training them as puppies to like, people are right gonna touch you. They're gonna touch you everywhere, and you can't react.
Mm-hmm.
So. But it, the yeah, like we said, the problem was the go to your happy place. And
yeah, even if you,
I think that's a big problem. I do. I just don't. To answer the question of, I don't think they knowingly did that. I don't think they knowingly.
Maybe they didn't mean to trigger the response that they did, but somebody had to have known. Like, I wouldn't have been talking about this movie if it hadn't pissed so many people off. Right. And I'm a
like
little
it's
bit
a tiny
too jaded.
Studio, so.
I'm a little
yeah,
too bit jaded
you
to believe to believe that they genuinely didn't know that it would piss parents off.
Yeah, I agree.
Because now what happened is, yeah, you cut the scene, so now you're still gonna get a lot more people to go to the movies.
Because they
want to
make sure it's not there.
Yeah.
Right. To see what the big... It was like that shitty movie that... sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
That shitty movie with that these two assholes did that was fucking terrible. That pissed off...
Oh, the Korea movie?
No. Yeah, the one where they kill Kim Jong-un or whatever. Whatever his name was. Terrible.
The Interview.
It wasn't terrible.
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible. I hated it.
I don't think it was as good as the publicity it got.
You mean what triggered the Sony hack?
Yeah, we got Spider-Man and the MCU because of that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
James Franco says you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't think the movie was awful. I agree that it totally wasn't the fucking...
End all be all.
No, it wasn't worth the fucking, the ordeal that they were making out of it. Like, out of all the fucking, like, oh, we're going to go to war for this. Like, they were already, people were like, we're going to go to fucking war. Yeah. You don't fucking threaten us, motherfucker. You don't tell us what to put out.
But that's how totalitarian nations work.
Nothing is worth defending James Franco. Fuck that guy. nothing he ever does.
We're not going to war over James fucking Franco.
That's
the greatest Oscar host of all time, madam. He was the worst. I love him.
Why is he always squinting? Somebody fucking explain
that. That's just his fucking face, man.
No, that's not a smolder.
It's not a Flynn Rider smolder. You hold your tongue, sir.
Mm. Even Flynn Rider has off days, man.
Shut.
Because you remember he had an off day because he got hit the fucking frying pan? God damn it, these references are fucking landing.
Nailed it. Judges score 9.5.
All right, anyways, so...
What's that? Were you popping your collar?
No, I was showing you my bra.
Time out. I want to show you something. I mean, let's talk about something.
I was showing the judges my bra, like, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Yeah. Mm. Amy Poehler said, and I watched the clip on Ellen. Ellen asked her and Nick Offerman. They were on...
They're promoting their craft show?
Correct. And it was Nick Offerman's... This has nothing to do with what I'm about to bring up, but it was... Ellen has this tradition where if you're a guy and it's your first time ever visiting the show, she objectifies the shit out of you by putting pictures of you without a shirt on. And I don't know if you follow Nick Offerman.
I so want to be on that show.
Him and
I so want to be on the show just so she could fucking do it to me and be like, not the reaction you were looking for.
I follow both.
People were like, bleh.
Maybe not the same day I get to meet Melissa McCarthy.
We've seen you in this shirt. The audience members like, turn it off. What the fuck?
So they were promoting their craft show, and Ellen brought up all the reboots and all the, you know, all the shows that have come back, and asked Amy Poehler, and she said that on behalf of the cast that she's that open, yeah, they'd be open to it. And there's actually a Twitter thread where Chris Pratt answered a fan's tweet about the fan tweeted him, which has been your favorite role of like the one that's brought you the most joy in your mm-hmm. entire career.
And he said Andy Dwyer.
And he said Andy Sorry. Dwyer, and that he'd be totally down to bring that character back. Of course,
because he could eat whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. You haven't seen What's My Snack?
Oh my God, I love him on Snapchat Twitter. I love him on Instagram. And he said, that's what he said.
Has to eat, like,
and
raw broccoli as a snack.
I think the thread went like, from when they saw Chris Pratt answer, Rob Lowe answered from there. What's Christie's lover's name? The Ben Wyatt guy. I always forget his name.
Oh, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott said yes. Nick Offerman added on to it. And then Jerry. And I was like, nobody cares, Jerry. Just sit down.
Jerry's amazing.
He is amazing. Such a fucking... I was just watching the episode.
Jerry greater than sign April.
I was just watching the episode where they're...
That's a troll.
When they're fucking...
I believe that. Don't like April.
I don't think...
Which
I don't,
is wrong.
I don't think he trolls people. Like, we need to...
Just, really don't.
He speaks just his truth and it pisses people off.
And sometimes I speak my truth knowing that it'll piss you off. But that's still just a...
That's trolling.
But that's still my truth.
It's a bonus.
It's still not, my truth.
Yeah. Sure. But it's your... But you also... I think you bring it up unnecessarily just to get a rise out of people.
Listen, we got into a fake fight this weekend because we were talking about New Girl and how we disagree on a certain couple that gets together, and he's like digging his heels in that they're supposed to be friends, and we got and nothing happened. We yelled at each other, and then we shared.
Oh yeah, nothing happened.
We shared a donut with carrot cake frosting.
But you don't
peace
donuts.
And love. Oreos. It was a joke. Whatever. Anyway, so there's talk about that now. I think that's a terrible fucking idea.
I agree
because.
Third that motion
because just leave it the fuck alone. Like, why is this a trend? Like, somebody please convince
there
me
are,
why
there are things.
I don't even think the Roseanne fucking reboot is
Will
that great.
Grace one is good.
That's an exception. It's not the rule.
Yeah, the Will and Grace.
I know you don't like Will and Grace.
No, I'm not.
But the Will and Grace one is really good.
But here's the thing: the Roseanne one could be good. It doesn't matter. Some of these reboots could be good, and it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing that I have. One, has it been gone for X amount of time?
Yeah, like, it's too fresh. I agree with you there.
One and two, I don't, and I'm a huge fan of Parks and Rec. I just don't think that the last season was great. I think the last season was their weak season, and I think that
I think it's weaker than like that first season.
Yeah.
Well, you like Brent Danowitz, so whatever.
Brent Danowitz is amazing, he's amazing.
He can't be trusted.
He's amazing in season two. Exactly. In season one, he's not great. I get it. I understand. But
he's better than Anne in both seasons.
Yeah,
you're the worst. You're the worst.
And I didn't say that just to throw you. That's my truth.
Anne is
not coming at that. If they killed her.
She's the smartest fucking person in the show.
Fine.
Oh my God.
She fucking left. She left with a fucking pendejo, and the show.
You leave Chris Traeger out of this.
Find me, bitch. I don't care. He's an idiot too.
This is a preview to our next podcast called Seasons, a TV podcast.
It's been a year since we recorded the first episode.
Anyway, but leave it alone. Like, I don't understand this trend of reboots.
I like reboots, and I'm fine with reboots. I know you don't.
I don't mind.
Because apparently you're okay with the reboot of Mary Poppins, but whatever, that's fucking.
That's not a reboot; it's a sequel.
It's a fucking reboot.
It's a sequel.
Oh, did they get the same actress?
No,
did they get the same actors?
Because you can't stop time; the Earth still rotated while they fucking decided to.
So why can't, if it's a sequel, why can't those characters come back as older people, as older
because
characters?
Because the other books, no, because it's a sequel based on the books, and the books, the first one, it covers the first,
mm-hmm.
the first movie mm-hmm. covers the first book. Mm-hmm. This movie is supposed to cover the second book, where Mary Poppins in the second book comes back X amount of years later, where Jane and Michael are adults,
mm-hmm.
and she's coming back to them to visit them.
So why?
It's a sequel.
So why can't that happen? Why did they have to get new actors?
Because
is Julianne Andrews dead?
No.
Oh, she's still alive. Can she still sing? Oh, she can still sing.
She actually can't sing anymore.
Time out.
Sorry.
You're supposed to have fucking my back no matter
time
what.
Out.
No, I'm not. You're supposed to never have my back.
I always have your back.
He would defend
from
you.
A distance. I have your back from a distance.
He would have your back. If I was trying to kill you, he would get in the way, for sure.
I really would. You don't understand how many times I go, Missy, come on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have to fucking, like, she's like, fuck it, can you believe what this bitch is saying? I'm like, she's just eating crackers. Literally, fucking, literally. What the fuck? She's just eating crackers. What the fuck? There are so many times where I have to go to Missy. I love you, but she's just eating crackers. Leave her, let her fucking eat crackers,
let
man.
Let her eat her crackers, man. It's
and,
not
she, and then Missy fucking rolls her eyes and goes, whatever, I guess. Like, she just, like, reluctantly agrees to leave you alone.
True. Like, anyway, you're still wrong because it's not a reboot. It's a sequel. It's a continuation of the story.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's super dumb.
It's not dumb.
Julie Andrews can still
first
fucking,
of all,
Julie Andrews can
you
still
haven't act. Even seen Mary Poppins. Can, so
I've seen enough.
No, you
I've
haven't.
Seen enough.
Bullshit.
I've,
you
I haven't,
haven't.
I've seen enough.
No, you
what?
Haven't seen
Are
it.
We here anymore?
I've
no.
seen parts of it.
No, you saw some of it. And
yes,
then
I've
you
seen enough. Like I said, I've seen enough.
But you haven't seen the whole thing. Not if I had Pokemon. Seen some of Star Wars, would that make me like qualified to talk about The Last
how
Jedi?
How shitty Boba Fett was? Yes, it would.
Charmander? Is that right?
That's
is that
what that one?
Isn't there a cat one?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Cat one?
Anyway, leave reboots alone.
No, like, I know that one. There's a meowing tinder. Meow. That one.
Oh, and going back to your point.
Wait. I do, as much as I agree with you that I don't think it's a good idea to bring back Parks and Rec, especially now. I do.
Ask in 10 years. Maybe it'll
Vanessa
be.
And I have actually sat there watching the news or reading articles about what this current administration has said.
Yes.
And we have literally
Parks
said.
Parks and Rec is made for that.
And we have literally said, I wonder what.
That was the only.
Leslie Knope.
I wonder what Leslie Knope would fucking say in this situation.
That was the only spark of interest that I would have is to hear what the show would do with the political climate.
I feel like they could bring Leslie back on Saturday Night Live.
But. Oh, man, that
would
be great.
But our administration is a Parks and Rec story arc. Like, we're aware of this, right?
So,
well, just like Veep. Have you ever watched Veep?
I haven't, but I've
heard
it's
Veep is fucking
awesome.
Amazing. And then her last time that she won an Emmy, because she won an Emmy 7 fucking years in a row for this role, and the last time she wrote an Emmy, she was saying something. She goes, "Oh wait, that actually happened." And then she looked and she goes, "It's getting harder and harder to sanitize this fucking this climate because this political climate is so fucking ridiculous that it's so." But I agree, Leslie Knope would be good. But like Ron Swanson, he had the perfect fucking ending.
He
had the perfect ending.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that so the series finale aired in 2015.
If April died, I'm in. Bring
fuck
her back.
You.
Bring back the show.
That's you would leave nice. A child motherless. You monster.
Who said motherless? He could remarry. Andy's a catch. That's right.
Well,
because stepmoms replace actual moms.
It's not a stepmom. It's a bonus mom. Get with the times,
that's
bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, so Will and Grace, how the show ended originally when they came back, they kind of just scrapped the ending of the series finale. But I don't know how they would manage to do that with Parks and Rec because when they
tied it up in the
they tied it up they not did. Just like because
and
the last season starts in 2017, it was airing in 2015, mm-hmm. and then the series finale jumped to when
2022,
she was old,
I think,
yeah. and like governor or whatever. Yeah. So how would
which
they
one of them
fix
became
that?
President?
It doesn't say. It's ambiguous.
That's weird.
Well, it's ambiguous, but we
2020
like to think
is
we
like you
think
can
it's Leslie.
Right there.
I think you it's like a pick your own adventure.
Yeah,
and you can just.
I used to love those books.
We like to think
those are the
Leslie.
Early books I read when I was a kid because you didn't have to read the whole book.
That's my BFF.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Your story checks out.
Your story checks out. I was gonna say because it has because it's just pictures.
No, it's not just pictures.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, that's it's a comic book, and that would have been amazing. No, these are the books that
do they have pick your own choose your own adventure comic books. That would be fun.
That would be like...
Ask your husband.
Really?
Sure
pick your
knows.
Adventure comic. There's 22 pages in a comic book. You gonna fucking read 10? Jesus Christ. What the fuck? You can't read the other 10
like
with pictures?
A
you
missed
can't
opportunity.
Fuck.
I'm just suggesting.
Kapow.
I'm just asking you a question.
Plop. The end.
Oh, well, yeah. You pick your own adventure. Does he snap or doesn't he snap? Oh, shit. Get it.
Who are you? Batman.
Why did you say that name?
Life.
Anyways, so I don't.
I understand why the Roseanne
one. I can't believe you hate Mary Poppins.
Is super.
I don't hate Mary Poppins. I don't like the fact that you don't like sequels, but you're okay with this sequel. I think it's fucking hypocritical.
It's not. Reboots and unless I'm in the wrong room, aren't reboots and sequels completely different?
But it is a rebooted sequel because you have a whole totally different cast.
Because the second book,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Listen to me.
It doesn't matter
outside of Emily Blunt. the same characters.
Oh, the title character? Go ahead, continue.
The fucking sequel is happening like 50 years after the original.
Julie Andrews is still fucking around. And she's still amazing.
I agree.
She was in a scene called Princess Bride.
She turned it down. She turned it down.
Yeah.
And the book.
She's the
queen
of Genovia. Seriously.
The book takes place, like, I think 15 to 20 years after, which wouldn't make sense for her to be part of it since the sequel is being made 40, 50 years afterwards.
I know you're a bookworm, so I know this is hard for you to understand. Movies don't have to go exactly by the book.
That's not my movie. Hashtag not my movie.
The fuck, it doesn't have to go.
I don't give a fuck.
Did you not like Ready Player One?
I didn't read the book, so I loved
that's
it.
True. That's true.
You should read the book.
I want to as soon as I'm done with stupid school. But
God damn it, school getting in the way.
Yeah, fucking Shakespeare. Anyway, so like for instance, the Roseanne reboot, I think was one of like 10 people that was excited about that reboot. And I did watch it. I ate my own fucking words and I've been giving it a chance.
It's super controversial though.
It's okay.
But it always has
It's okay. No, yeah, but it's
not politically controversial.
Not politically controversial. And Roseanne is a big Trump supporter and now the show follows.
Look, they've had like 5 or 6 episodes and this last, like not this week's, but the week before was the first episode where I laughed out loud. Everything else is kind of just been like, huh. But it doesn't have the same thing.
I don't like the fact that Roseanne is getting all this prop, the reboot Roseanne show is getting all this props for being this like edgy, whatever the fuck, for in political climate when they canceled The Last Man Standing for that.
Agreed.
And Last Man Standing is fucking hilarious.
It's funnier than Roseanne.
And not only,
I hate Roseanne, so I mean
it's fucking hilarious. I haven't seen the reboot Roseanne, but it's Last Man Standing was fucking hilarious.
It was.
And from the jump, and it was always political and it was always fucking edgy and it was always both part
they had
a great balance of fucking and then they canceled that show because it was political.
Maybe, and I've never seen Last Man Standing and I don't like Roseanne, but is it maybe like, can I make the analogy of maybe like this is the Ellen sitcom to Will and Grace? Like maybe they needed Last Man Standing to like break the ice so that Roseanne wouldn't be that
but
bad.
But I don't understand.
But Roseanne,
all I'm saying is why is the Roseanne reboot getting all this praise for being edgy and for being honest?
The same thing happened with Will and Grace. Like,
but not for nothing. I'm not trying to be a dick, but the Ellen show, it was not great.
Right, but
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Ellen's sitcom got canceled right after she came out. Like, she came out on the show and she
got canceled like 2 years after.
But well, whatever. She got canceled
right after. 2 years later, right?
I get it. She got canceled because people didn't like that she was out in public or whatever.
The studio dropped it.
And then Will and Grace came like a couple of years later and got all this praise for being edgy and for being honest about homosexuality in America and things like that. Something that Ellen was already doing, but
no, it's
we weren't
not
ready or
it's,
whatever.
It's not the
I'm
same.
Just make, I have no idea.
No, I know it's not the same thing in the man Last Man Standing situation. Reason being a couple things, like you said, a couple years later.
Yeah, no, I know happened. This is all soon.
Last Man Standing got canceled last season.
Oh, I know.
And Roseanne started now.
Yeah,
and Roseanne's getting all this praise now. It's not like you can make the argument that when Will and Grace came out, America as a society was different than when Ellen the show got canceled. So more people were more open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even if it was 2 or 3 years later, you know, just 2 or 3 years later, which I think it was more than 2 or 3 years, but let's say it was just only 2 years later, you could make the argument and be like, look, it's been 2 or 3 years. America's more...
Maybe we're ready.
You know, we're ready now. This is ready. You can make that argument. You can't make the argument and say, last season, America wasn't ready for this edginess, but now we're ready for it now. I was like, what the fuck? And it wasn't even a full season because Roseanne came in mid-season.
Right.
So it wasn't even a full season.
It's only like
10
episodes or something.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I don't, like, I just don't, again, I'm not bashing on the show Roseanne. I haven't seen the reboot, so I can't talk. But I don't like the fact that they're getting the praise for.
Could it be because Roseanne is a woman?
Why would that make a difference, though?
Because things like that make a difference.
I don't know why it would make a difference to favor her. If you want to say run by men and men get more credit when women should get more credit, that's one thing.
Because
but
right
in
now,
this case, Roseanne is the one getting credit that belongs to men. Last Man Standing.
I agree. I do agree. I was a fan of the... Actually, you know what? I just looked it up. Ellen, her sitcom ended in 98 and Will and Grace started that fall.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a
and
couple
the episode
years.
Where
it was
she
a
came
summer.
Out was in 97.
Correct.
So it was like got canceled a year later.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
So So my whole thing is, this is where I get angry or salty about the reboots, because they, for instance, this scenario that happened last week, I think, where they, Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled because they were trying to make room for Last Man Standing, and Last Man Standing got canceled because they were trying to make room for Roseanne. So why are they canceling good?
That's not what happened.
That's what I read.
No, Last Man Standing. The reporter said that. No, Last Man Standing got canceled before Roseanne came out. Like, Last Man Standing got canceled last season, and Roseanne came out this season.
But they canceled it to make room for this. They had already announced the Roseanne reboot last year.
They did.
Promise.
They announced it a while
ago. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's weird. I didn't know that.
So Fox was already working on picking up Last Man Standing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, last summer when they announced that it was canceled, there was that thing that always happens when shows get canceled. Tickets to Netflix, like Hulu, whatever, and everybody passed. And now Fox was agreed to bring it back, but in bringing it back, they were going to cancel Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Or they did cancel it, and then the NBC picked it up.
So, I don't know if it's exactly canceled, they just didn't renew it. There's a difference.
Fox canceled
TV terms is canceled is like in the middle of the season, you're canceled, you're done.
Yeah, like you're not getting enough ratings.
Enough ratings, so you don't come back. There's shows that, you know, go to commercial, never come back, type of shit. There are shows that they just, episode aired, and that's not a full season.
There's shows that have been canceled after one episode.
Yeah, like I said, so, go to commercial, come back.
But then I just don't understand the culture that we're in where you would cut off a good show or not renew a good show, right? Like last, and I was a huge fan of Last Man Standing, and I shouldn't have been, because Tim Allen's character rags on the party
but
that I would take.
But there's a balance in that show.
But it worked. Like, it was like funny. It was a great wholesome family show.
It really was.
And I don't.
Wants wholesome family TV?
It just baffled me. And now I feel like just bringing. And again, I'm like one of 10 people that will still I'll still watch a Roseanne rerun, old school, not the reboot. And I'll tell you that.
I don't think you're one of 10 people. I think that show was really popular, man.
One of 10 people.
I liked that show when it first aired, back in the original run. I didn't like the latter seasons when they won the lottery. I fucking tuned out.
Well,
I was like, they scratched that. Yeah.
They had to because Dan died.
No, but it was all a dream.
Oh, they knew-hearted it?
But even before the reboot, like at the last season, the last episode was, it was all a dream. He didn't die.
I didn't know that.
And he didn't die and then didn't win the lottery. And I was like, what the fuck?
Exactly. So I don't understand like this thing where you fucking cancel good shows to bring. I feel like bringing back Roseanne, she was, when the sitcom was popular in the 90s, she was very controversial. And so I feel like it's just a cheap move from the studio to bring it back. Under the pretense that what Nerian was saying, that she's edgy and she's political and she's going to piss people off. But Last Man Standing wasn't even doing that. But it was their brand where it was just banter back and forth. So I just don't get the culture of this fucking reboots and canceling shit. And again, I'm talking mad shit because I'm through the fucking roof that Will and Grace is back.
Yeah.
But I will defend that with saying that it's been long enough where...
Yeah, but Will and Grace went off the air in 2005.
And
it's been 13 years.
Your other show, fucking Mom and Daughter, Chatty Mom and Daddy.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Gilmore Girls. There you go.
Oh, that was in a reboot. That was like a year in the life. That was just a Netflix special.
Yeah, but they're bringing it back again.
No, they're not.
You sure?
100%.
I feel like I've heard that they were coming back for another.
No, I mean, it would be news to me, but as far as I'm in like Facebook groups, I would have found out.
I believe you. Your story checks out.
Yes. they're not. There's room for it, I think. I wasn't really happy with the four episodes that came out on Netflix.
I didn't like how they ended it,
but and just Rory, what she was doing, it just didn't it was so out of character for her. Yeah. I didn't like what they did with the
She fucking grew up, all right?
She's fucking somebody that's going to get married to somebody else.
Yeah, she fucking grew up, okay?
If that's what it's called, I should grow up too. So, I think that...
I didn't know that's what happened when I said she fucking grew up.
don't go down this road, dude.
I didn't know what happened. And I was like, I'm bored. I didn't know what happened. And then I was like, she fucking grew up. And then you were like, she was about to fuck somebody who was about to get married. And I was like, oh my God, that's what happened. I did not know that shit. I was like, I was walking into a fucking blank. And I was like, I already committed.
I give you props for that because you're going to fuck
the Homer Simpson into the
into the fucking shrubs.
I'm already over the cliff. I'm just going to fucking accelerate.
No, and I swear to God, I fucking, the moment you said that, I was was like with eyes wide open, and I was like, bro, Thelma Louise, this bitch, let's fucking go. Who gives a fuck? You're dying, but you're gonna go out like a fucking baller, dude.
So good.
Oh man. Like, oh fuck. And all I could do is repeat exactly what I just said.
She fucking grew up.
She fucking, I was like,
she's fucking somebody that's gonna get married to somebody else.
And I don't know if you fucking, I felt like my voice cracked. I'm like, she fucking grew up. Fucking,
that's, you know, like, do you remember that Dane Cook joke where he's talking so about like how where you're watching somebody gonna get hit by a car and you want to tell them to stop but you can't, like, just fell with you. I like wanted to tell you like don't do this, but you were already too far gone and I couldn't formulate the words.
You didn't jump, like, off the cliff with him. Not good BFF stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't
the way he looked at me like, oh really, that's what she, that's what you call growing up? And I was like,
is that what it is? Maybe I should grow up. Oh, that hurt my throat. So yeah, I wasn't happy with that either. I think it's a hit or miss, and I feel like my argument always goes back to,
I think every show is a hit or miss,
right? But then whether you could just reboot it or not, you could give a shot to somebody who's written a pilot or is in the field.
She's wanting more original content.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I
fucking rerun the shit out of a show that I like. So yeah, if it's coming from me, I'm
I think it's a case by case basis when it comes to TV shows. I think it's a case by case basis when it comes to movies. I'm all for reboots because reboots show a different generation an idea that maybe that they hadn't seen before. A la Scarface. I don't like Scarface. I don't think it's a great movie. I don't think it's a bad movie, but I just don't think it's a great movie. In fact, I may not even say it's a good movie. However, that's been around for 30 years, right? That's a reboot of a 1937 movie, where the fuck it was, black and white, fucking, hey, you, we just got fucking talkies,
Scarface?
Or whatever. Scarface?
Yeah.
Came out in 87 or 88,
No, first of all, the original came out in 37.
Oh, yeah. That was a reboot?
Exactly, yeah. My point. You didn't know that because you weren't around in 1937.
And now you automatically
Automatically assume that Scarface, the one that came out in the 80s, is the fucking,
well,
the
I was Scarface. 7. What was I supposed to do on a Saturday afternoon? To watch cartoons?
Right. Fucking sniff popcorn. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm all for the reboots for movies because you're drawing a different generation of movie that they may have seen to some extent. Obviously, some movies are fucking perfect and you don't need to do, but there are, most movies are not perfect. You don't need to remake Back to the Future. It's fucking perfect. You don't need to remake that shit. You don't need to remake fucking Godfather. You don't need to remake Braveheart. You don't need to make perfect, you don't need to remake perfect movies. But there are movies where you could go, you know, RoboCop. I love the original RoboCop, but this technology, current technology, I would say, yeah, bring back another fucking, and they did, and it was fucking better than the original. Fuck you, that's what I feel. But with TV shows, I think that depending on the show, as a huge fan of Parks and Rec that I am, I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think it'll be good. 3 years. After it ended, like,
and it ended in the future, but it ended in the future.
Right, but talk to me in 10 years when we're actually in 2028, and maybe we can talk.
Not
about
even
it
then, because I just think that the last season, I agree with Neri, the last season of Parks and Rec was lacking. I think the funniest episode of that season was when Leslie and Ron get trapped in the. That's the funniest episode of the whole season.
That's the funny episode, yes.
And the way that it ended, it would just be a challenge. Could they do it? Yes. Should they? No. Just leave it the fuck alone. I would be on board of having the whole cast do a show of something else. Throw them in with something else. They're all fucking talented. They can pull it off. But don't fucking...
Libraries.
Do no, a show, but they'd have to work with Tammy.
No. If it's an alternate universe, no. But what I'm saying is... Another I think, town. Yeah. I just think that...
Libraries and work. That's the opposite of Parks and Rec. So... Libraries and work. I don't care. Me and Missy are the only ones having fun. Fuck you guys. That's hilarious. My ride or die. I don't give a shit. That's just hilarious.
Oh my God. You know what he told me on Saturday? No, Sunday. That was like, it was fucked up, but it was so funny that I still had to laugh. It was right after lunch. They were going to Space Mountain, and Vanessa and Christy made the line for Buzz, whatever the fuck, in Tomorrowland.
It was only 20 minutes.
And I'm going to the bathroom and I come back and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach. Everything that I've eaten in the past 24 hours has made me run for my life. And Neri goes, stop. you don't run. You swiftly ran.
Walk swiftly.
Yeah, and I was like, that's fucking amazing. Like, I can't even be mad at you right now. This shit's so good.
No, my favorite one, this is, I love missing his miss. You can take a fucking joke, right? So we're at Star Wars. Or no, we're at the Philharmonic, right?
Oh my God, this is so good.
This is fucking brutal. So we're at the Philharmonic, right? And then
Philharmonic,
right? So Oliver,
Philharmonic is something else.
Our son is three, and he can't, if he sits down in the regular chair, he can't see. And we're in the last row because Sophie had a broken foot, a broken toe, let me say. And we have wheelchair access with the strollers, mm-hmm. but they force us to sit all the way in the back. So we're in the back row, right? So we're all the way in the back row. There's people in front of us. Oliver's clearly not going to be able to see this show if I don't fucking put him on my lap. And even then, he can't see. So I fucking put him, and he's sitting on my fucking stomach, on my belly, let's be honest, right? So he's fucking sitting on my belly, and he's looking. And then Vanessa's next to me with our daughter, and she's trying to fucking like get her, like, how do I fucking get her to be able to watch? She's, the thing is, Vanessa's greedy, so she also wants to see the show.
It's not greedy. That show's her amazing. Magic is amazing.
It's awesome. The fuck out of here.
But again, your kid is comes priority.
I can't relate.
Your
so
kid
whatever.
Is priority. If your kid, if it's only if it's between you and your kid, who could watch it? It has to be your kid. That's it. That's the fucking bottom line.
But
especially
why can't
if you,
we both watch it?
That's what she
Hold
was
on.
Trying to figure out.
Hold on.
So that's what she was trying to
and
figure
I'm
out.
And I'm sitting to Vanessa's left. So yeah. It's me, then Vanessa, then Neri.
Right. And I go, and I go, look, do what I'm doing. Put her how I'm putting Oliver, right? And then she goes, what are you doing? I go, he's sitting on my belly. And then she goes, Vanessa goes, well, some of us don't. She goes, well, I can't do that. And I'm like, really? And then she goes, yeah, my belly's not as big as yours. And I go, well, then give it to Missy then. Let her fucking Missy hold her.
And I fucking cackled. I'm like, that's fucking fucked up. But I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the fat joke that where I'm the butt of the joke.
It's so fucking funny.
You can laugh. I'm not going to get mad.
But you know what the funny thing is?
You can laugh.
But you know what the funny
Laugh, bitch. It's funny.
I guess you had to be there.
But I
thought that was funny. But I told Fanny the story. She laughed her ass off, and she's my best friend.
Yeah.
One of my best friends.
Well, right. So
listen,
jealous.
I'm not. Never mind. Let me.
So jealous. So my, I just thought it was funny, and then right after that was the fucking carousel, and I forgot what I said to you at the carousel. What happened after the? I don't know what.
No,
happened.
What happened was that there was a lady.
Oh my god, that's so fucked up.
There was a lady on the carousel.
You guys are so fucked up, man.
No.
Oh my god.
Oh, we're fucked up. Hold
on. We're standing in line with the kids to make this motherfucker. Listen to what happened.
But no wait. But just listen. This is
what happens when you spend so much time with your. You know how girls sync up with their period? Like if you have evil minds, they sync up. We're in line. There's a lady on a carousel that had no business.
Are you okay?
Listen, the lady had no business being on the carousel.
Really
I'll just say that much.
She was so fucking big.
She was passed.
I gotta explain to the listener. She was so big, but it wasn't.
But
like,
was she on a horse or she on one of those?
A horse.
She climbed on that bitch and it passes in front of us.
And she picked a horse on the outside of like the first. Horse.
And she passes us, and me and Neri look at each other.
But I didn't say a fucking word.
Anything.
Not even a breath. I didn't even go open my mouth
nothing.
To say something.
I just looked at him. We looked at each other. We both put our heads down and started laughing.
No, that's not what happened.
Did I tell you shut the fuck up?
Yes, you did.
Shut the fuck up. Whatever you're thinking, don't fucking say it.
The whole family's there waiting in line. I look over and I see this woman. Who is massively large. And the funny thing is, I'll tell you what Julie said. Julie, fucking Chrissy's mother-in-law said. So I'm like,
his mom.
Yeah, Chrissy's mom.
Jeff's mother.
Right. And so this woman is so massive, right? But I'm literally facing the carousel. I'm facing the carousel. Everybody else is behind me or next to me, but I'm facing the carousel on the fucking on the railing. And I'm facing the carousel. I see this woman, right? And I immediately, slowly turn around, right? And I see Missy over my shoulder. And Missy goes, "You're an asshole. Shut the fuck up." And I'm like, "I'm an asshole. I haven't fucking said a goddamn word. What do you mean?"
Hold on.
So then I go, "I haven't said anything." She goes, "No, I know what the fuck you're thinking. You're an asshole. Shut the fuck up. Don't say anything." I go, "I haven't said anything." So then Vanessa hears a fucking commotion. And Vanessa goes, "What's going on?" And she goes, "Look over and just wait for it." And then she fucking turns over. She sees the woman pass by again because it's a fucking carousel. It goes round and round. And then Vanessa goes,
"Is that what a carousel
and
does?"
Then Vanessa goes, "You're an asshole." And I'm like, "I haven't fucking said anything." To this day, I still have not fucking made a single joke.
Because then the three of us are laughing and Chrissy goes, "What's going on?" We get her in on it. Then Julie goes, "¿Qué pasa?" We're like, count to three. And she's like, "Oh my God."
No, and then my favorite was Julie. She goes, "Qué pena." Julie goes, "Qué pena." And you can see she has a pretty face too. And I was like, "Oh my God, that's Julie, the only person who made a joke because nobody else said a fucking word.
Everybody was telling Mary to shut the fuck up.
And I was like, "I haven't said a fucking word." It was by far the fucking funniest because I was like, "What are you talking about? I was getting yelled at. I was like, "Fuck you, you're an asshole." I'm like, "How am I? I haven't said a fucking word."
And they're like, I said it.
It's like a premise. Like, you know how?
No,
like,
it's
did you ever walk into a store with your dad and like maybe he like hit you on the back of the head like for what you were going to do?
No. My parents aren't assholes. What the fuck is happening here?
That just got really serious.
Really sad. And then what? He was like, just go to your happy place? What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of shit is that? That's sadder than
me suggesting that Special K was kids' cereal. That's sadder
Special
than
K
that.
Is not kids' cereal.
I thought it was Missing Childhood, episode no sé cuánto.
Anything that's sugary is kids.
Is it Special K full of sugar?
No. It's like healthy shit.
Yeah.
Why do kids want healthy shit?
That's exactly what she told me.
Ones with the marshmallows in it. Well, it has candy in it.
Missing Childhood. I didn't know.
You never had Frosted Flakes growing up?
I heard they're great.
They're better at proms.
Not laughing.
Oh, God. Not laughing.
Not laughing.
Gonna sign off now.
All right. Well, on that note, I promise we're good people, and I'm fat, so it's okay that I laugh.
But I didn't
That's like when I laugh at people who fall down. I fall down all the time.
Oh my God.
I didn't do anything. And there was a funny thing because I just shared it with everyone. I just slowly fucking turn and over, look over my shoulder, and just shut up, you're an asshole.
Shut up, you're an asshole.
And now we're talking about it on a podcast.
Oh my God.
I wasn't there, so I had no participation in any of this.
But you'll be there in June, and guess what? It'll probably happen again.
I'm still a good person.
Yeah.
Good robot.
Rosie the robot. Woo, new nickname. Mm. No, I like Thief of Joy.
Me too.
Because it's accurate. Anyways, that's it, right? We got anything else?
I'm sure Netflix is worth more than Disney, but who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. When is South Park Land coming?
What would the rockets on South Park?
I don't know.
Can we just
Towley?
Oh my God!
Definitely,
they would have Mr. Hankey the Christmas.
Can we take a picture with Mr. Hankey?
Yes, you can sit on his lap and ask for presents.
Is there a ride where we could just shoot at Kenny the entire ride, like a shooter game, like a Buzz Lightyear? But it's all Kenny.
Butters, you can't shoot him in the balls.
That's dark, Stephanie.
Because Kenny always
dies in every episode. That's why it's.
But that's
every single episode.
After the first four or five seasons, he died in every episode. You kill Kenny, bastard! You bastard.
It's like a thing. Even in the movie, he died.
Yeah. Went to hell, visited Satan.
Yeah. Satan saves Saddam Hussein.
Have you
never seen South Park?
You never seen South Park, the movie? You will fucking piss yourself laughing.
She's never seen South Park.
Oh my God.
Period.
Oh, you never seen
I have seen South Park.
No.
But South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut is one of the best movies.
I have it. I should be this digital.
We're about to buy a movie.
No, it should be this digital. I'll buy it this
fuck. You need to see that movie. That movie's great.
Homework? No, but it's really.
No, you will thank us.
Listen.
It's a musical, first of all.
Yes. And it got nominated for Academy Award musical. Yeah.
First sound.
Best editing?
For best original song for Blame Canada.
Yeah.
I say it Canada.
Canada.
Okay. Sure. But you need to watch that movie.
There are a lot of movies I need to watch.
Listen, South Park, the movie was my introduction to South Park, the show. I hadn't seen the show
before
that.
When did the movie come out? Like how many seasons?
Like in 1999.
All right, but
yeah,
old.
Yeah, it's All right, take it easy. Some of us graduated that year. What the fuck?
How did you graduate in 99 if you're only a year older than me?
Because I graduated when I was 17. Yeah, I was a bit of a Lincoln.
So who scored? Sicario, the first Sicario.
Oh, it's only $12.99. I might buy, but it should be digital.
Make sure, because I feel like
no, I can't buy it. I can't. It's Dave, Paramount. Fuck Paramount.
Dave might have it though. Hang on. Oh, he went to sleep.
Well, I'm gonna say that
he went to sleep without
it.
A dick pic.
No, I got it.
Oh, fuck.
She just didn't react to it.
No, I did. That's when I said, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry," because my phone was kind of like this when I was looking at it.
Oh, I bought it. He didn't have it.
Oh, okay.
It.
That's fine.
Fuck. I didn't want to. I just thought he had it already. So I was like,
you're playing chicken and you lost.
Yeah, no, but it's like, it's going to tell me that a family member already has it. And then we know which one it is because obviously you don't have it. So it's obviously going to be. And I was like, fuck. Is it, do you want to download now? No, thank you.
Did you buy it?
How did you know that it was 12 bucks. How did you know that I had Desperado? Does it tell you which family member has it?
No, because I kicked Dave out thinking that he had it because it's on sale now for $4.99. Uh-huh. And I went to go buy it and it said, after kicking Dave out, it said a family member still has it. I'm like, oh fuck, Missy has it. God damn it, I didn't know Missy
it
would
have
fuck
been Christy or Jeff.
No. Stop.
Have
it.
You been in their account?
Yeah, no,
it's a fucking
okay.
ghost town. There's tumbleweeds walking by it. Fucking
I do. I love Desperado. It's a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Yeah. I'm very jealous. I was like, fuck, I want to get Desperado.
You can kick me out and buy it.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through the hassle again. All right, anyways.
Yeah, you didn't want to go through the hassle again. Just like
so
making dinner for everybody. It was super easy.
Okay, you did. Did you make dinner for everybody?
No.
He volunteered me to make dinner for everybody. First of all, I didn't volunteer any one person.
I was napping, so I don't know.
I didn't volunteer anyone.
This is a brand new story for me.
I didn't volunteer any one person. I said, "What we can make dinner? Let's make pasta so we save ourselves some money." I used we. I never said you're the one that's going to cook. I said we can make pasta. Blah blah blah. I did say maybe you can make the white sauce.
No,
and I said maybe. Well, Jeff is Italian as fuck. And I said,
ghetto Alfredo that I made.
And I said maybe you can make the white sauce. That's all I said. I never said. Make the pasta for the entire fucking house. I was just like, and then when I got the fucking grief, like, really? I've never made pasta for this many people. And I was like, you know what? Let's fucking order out. Jesus Christ. This is so much of a hassle. I just thought I was putting pasta in a fucking boiling water and then she makes the sauce and that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Super easy for you.
I was napping, so I don't know.
Anyways, on that note.
We
ended up ordering food.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck saving money. Fucking Nary, spend more money.
I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't even eat dinner that night. So
you ate cereal that I bought.
Okay.
Not special.
But I didn't order food that night.
No, you did not.
So.
Anyways, I will later.
Romantical.
Romantic. What are you, five? Anyways, that's it. That's the show. Thank you for checking us out. It's been a fun episode. This has been a fun getting our feet wet again on WooBro because we haven't done it in so long.
I feel like we could put this on Mama's because I can.
So yeah, we had some mom stories. We had that anyways. So
dog thing.
Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on Geek Bro Network, geekbro.net, the Mount Geekmore podcast, Mamas Are Merlot podcast, the Shiver podcast, the Talking Geek podcast, Comedy Fitness podcast, What's Good podcast, and Zeros on Hero. So make sure you guys check all that out. It's all available at geekbro.net. Make sure to turn off if you have the pop-up blocker. Some people have been emailing me like, oh, we can't see the player because there's an actual player when you go to geekbro.net and you select each podcast has their own individual player where you can listen to all their episodes, all their previous episodes, not just the last 50 that iTunes limits you to. But you have to have the pop-up blocker off when you go to geekbro.net. So with that said, thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out Stephanie's event planning services, which again we talked about earlier in the episode. She's actually really good. We hate saying it, but she is legitimately really
I'm
fucking
never
good
nice
job.
To her, and she knows what she's doing when she's yeah, buying a party.
She's really fucking good. So make sure you guys check her out on Instagram. It's events_by_U. So that's events_by_U. And check out the Mamas and Merlot podcast. Check out my comedy. I'm posting up new videos on my comedy, on my Facebook comedy page. You can check that out by going to whatwashisname.com. Again, that's whatwashisname.com. Go to my Facebook, like my page, and I post videos up either every week or every 2 weeks. So make sure you guys do that. And that's how winning is done. Yeah. Yeah.